Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of GQ Radio, Love and Fantasy. This is a place where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. Tonight I have two special guests with me hosting. I am T. And with me I have... Divas, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I have Angie and Lavina. Hey, Divas,
hey,
how are y'all doing?
Hey.
Thanks for tuning in and joining in with me tonight. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
How have you ladies' week been?
Stressful.
Uh-oh.
Listen, is it Friday yet?
Yeah, right.
It's not Friday yet, but hey, we getting there real soon and real close.
Yeah, I need it fast.
I mean, you know, actually, I'm excited because I will be taking a trip Friday, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. So, we're going to get right on into this thing, you know. Who's got some juicy topics for me tonight?
I do. I'm raising my hand. Again, welcome.
See, I like that.
Welcome to the GQ Palace, and I thank you guys for having me on tonight. And,
not a problem. Glad you could be here with us. You and Lavina.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoy coming on here. You know, I'm a religious caller.
Right, yeah, and you are. You're
religious
a very
caller,
faithful caller.
Yes.
You know, and to be hosting with me tonight is definitely an honor.
Yeah, high five.
Yeah.
And shout out to Rachel. We miss you tonight, Rachel.
Yes,
that's
of
right,
course. That's
right.
My other half.
Yes.
So what are we talking about tonight?
On tonight, the first part of the topic I have is, how long do you think you should be in a relationship before you receive a proposal, a marriage proposal?
Wow.
Good question.
Yes.
I like that.
Me too.
That's a serious question because, you know, I think that, you know, some people are just comfortable with, like, not having to, you know, propose to people, like, oh, why get married? We're doing good like we are. But,
right.
You know, there's the security purposes that comes along with marriage as
exactly.
well as the solid commitment.
And why
know,
keep
which,
prolonging it if that's what you want, you know?
Right.
And if you do it biblical style, you know, hey,
right.
that 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 year wait, come on now.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
some people date for years and years and years, then decide to get married. When, you know, a common law in certain states, you're already married.
Common law.
Must we go there? Common law. Is that even legal?
Right, who
that
honors that, like, anymore?
Right.
I mean, honestly,
what's
I feel like, I mean, my opinion, you know, I would say a year at the longest, really, you should know if that's who you want or not.
Yeah,
if
that's true.
If that's who you want to spend the rest of your life with. You know, it shouldn't be all of this and all of that.
Right. I personally don't think it takes 4 and 5 years either because
exactly.
After a year, all of the holidays is passed and all of that stuff where you had time to meet families and different things of that nature. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what else are you waiting for?
Unless you know you two have discussed that, you know, that's not
right.
even
right.
a topic. You
right.
know,
that's
if
true.
It's an open relationship or whatever you're doing.
See, it's
still,
a fast decision. Why rush it? You know, why rush it? If it's going to be, it's going to be. We can pretend, you know, and do the common law thing for as long as possible. You know,
well,
as long as it's loaded up front. You know, it's like, I don't know. I'm just like a firm believer of, okay, let's, you know, yes, we'll get married when the timing's right. But
mm-hmm.
nowadays, it's like, all right, when is the timing going to be right? Like, when are people ever going to be financially stable to actually
right.
get
that's true, because
yeah,
it does take finances.
Yeah,
right,
it does.
You know,
it does.
Actually,
to build anything, it does.
My ex-husband and I were together, like, almost 18 years. But no, you know, y'all call me old. But it was like as soon as we got married, everything started going downhill instead of uphill.
Wow. That piece of paper did it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's crazy because that's all the difference is to that it's a piece of paper and I'm wearing your name. You know?
Wow, that's deep. You know what? And I was in a relationship myself, on and off relationship for 20 years myself without marriage. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if it could have been better or worse if we were married. That's the God's honest truth. I don't
right.
you know, I don't know if it could have been better or worse. So, you know,
it depends on the individual.
Right, it depends on the individual couple, like you said, where they stand in the beginning. Like, what do you want out of this? Do we want a family? The like you said, if we go on the spiritual way, marriage is the correct way to go. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? But you have the modern day people who really don't see things that way. Nothing's
exactly.
traditional anymore.
Right. With that, my question for you guys, because I've never been married, you know, before. So my question with you guys is, do you think that being together so long, both people became comfortable. So once
absolutely.
You get married,
absolutely, yes.
You know what I'm saying? And then once you get married, if it went, like, see, you were saying it went downhill, but do you think, like, maybe there were signs that it was going downhill before you got married?
Before the marriage,
actually,
right.
Actually, it wasn't. And that's the crazy part about it. I mean, you know, it was like 2 weeks later, you know, it was all of this. I mean, when I say we were going at each other's neck, you know, he decided, well, you know what, I'm going out of town. And it was just crazy.
Wow.
And,
all right,
you
now, now therapist time. Now, you mean to tell me 2 weeks after y'all got married, that's when things changed, Miss T?
I'm telling you.
What's that saying? Denial, red flag,
denial.
Red flag.
Well, that's why, you know what? Because we had got married, I wanted to do an annulment. But they, where I was, wouldn't let me do it for a year. They said we had to be apart for a year before I could even get an annulment.
Wow.
And that's what I did. You
wow.
know, because I seen that it wasn't going anywhere. And I'm serious. It's crazy. It's really crazy. Like, we did the annulment, right? And, like, maybe a year later, we were back together. And
wow.
had a baby.
Wow.
I mean.
Wow.
It was just, it was crazy. I'm serious. You know, and I questioned my own self. Was it that I just wanted to say that I had a husband and he wanted to say he had a wife? You know, because at the time I was like 27 and he was 33. You know.
Wow.
And it was just, it was crazy the way that it went, you know. And we got along real good after annulment, you know. Hey, he moved to North Carolina. I ended up moving to North Carolina with him, and that's when the baby came.
Mm.
You know?
Wow.
Well, again, I just feel that it has to be some kind. You have to sit down and discuss this thing. We're just not going to wake up one morning and say, oh, let's get married.
True.
Right. True.
You know, you have to have some kind of plan in motion. Otherwise,
that's
it won't work. It won't work. I mean, not all situations are the same. You know, everybody's situation is different.
Totally.
With certain things. But like I said, now you have the modern day things going on. Nothing's really traditional anymore. So people are just waking up and getting married overnight. Or they're marrying for the wrong reason. They're marrying because they have money. And, you know, they see these shotgun weddings and stuff like that going on. And they think, oh, if it worked for them, it's going to work for me, you know. So,
or either, you know, they're getting married because, okay, I'm pregnant.
Right.
You know, a baby doesn't make a relationship. It doesn't make a marriage.
No, it doesn't.
You know, sometimes it can push that relationship right to pieces.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
So
it
really goes for the individual of what they feeling or how they are feeling about the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I will, if I do it again, you best better believe it's going to be a whole lot of questions and everything else. Before I say I do.
But you know what? Not for nothing. It's like, I think nowadays, even like back, you know, when I was younger and, you know, my dad and my mom and, you know, thinking back to my grandparents and how, you know, back then everybody shacked up. Nobody was in a rush to get married.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's like nowadays I think things are, you know, a little different, you know,
mm-hmm.
and with them being different, I think that, okay, depending on the person, it's all established up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
This is something that after you connect with the person and you guys are doing whatever it is that you want to do, I think that's the time to have that conversation. What's your future? What's your plans? What's your 5-year goal? You know,
right.
I think all that stuff
right.
is important, you know, to have up front. And I think that's one thing that, in my opinion, you know, back in the day that they didn't do. You know, 5-year plans, what's that? You know,
right, exactly.
You know, the last thing they were thinking about was a 5-year plan back then. But nowadays, I think it's different.
Uh-huh.
So where a lot of people, you know, well, I'm not going to say a lot of people. Some people want relationships. Some people want to get married. But it's like, financially stable? Will you ever be
right.
able to have the marriage that you want or you think you deserve? You
right.
know,
that's true.
You guys
right.
think that there's anything wrong with like going to the Justice of Peace and stuff like that? Or you're like, no, you're supposed to do it the correct way, you know, in
right.
church, doing everything you have to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's my question for you guys, is how do you feel about the whole Justice of Peace type of marriage?
Right.
Which,
well, I have had some friends to go before the Justice of the Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they've been together like maybe 2 or 3 years. And then they had a like big reception, you know.
Right. Right. You spent the money
and they put all their money into their reception.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, the marriage is supposed to last, not the bills.
Right, that's
you
true.
Know, you have some people go out here, and I mean, when I say they go all out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Next thing you know, they're separating or whatever, and you still have all those bills, you know,
you
from the
You still have
wedding.
A bill from your reception.
Right. The reception
or the wedding.
You
didn't make the money back, yeah.
You know, and I mean, what do you do then?
Right.
You know, because she may say, well, you know what, I'm not paying for that. He might say, well, I ain't paying for it. Okay, there's your credit card hit now. You know.
Wow.
But, Divas, we're going to open up the phone lines. The number to call is 646-238-38. Press the 1 to get in on this topic with Angie and Lavina, my guest host tonight.
Yes.
Or just get back and listen to it on your PC. And with that being said, ladies, we're going to go to our first song. So just hold the line, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Girl, I know this might be hard, and I know it might not be the easiest thing you've ever had to hear. I think we both realize things change, and a lot of times you can't go back. And I hate that we ended up here.
Let me start by saying something I think you need to hear. Let me make sure that all these words are very clear. Girl, a record's been broken and it seems like there's no way that we can put all of these pieces back together again. I know we said that we would try to work it out, that we would do anything to make it work out, but it just seems like we can't figure it out. Instead of working it out, we keep on fussing it out. Can trust, but we got through every bit of it, promising that we would wake up. But the truth is, our eyes are still closed, and we done got off on the wrong road. Trying to turn the car back around and get back on the right road, but it seems like we did not end up in the right place. We both know it's just time to test it. We both know that this record's been broken.
I like that. Wow.
A nice song.
Yes, that's Separate by Jess Patrick. Wow.
Yes.
I like that.
I like that song too. I like that.
And it blends
who is that by?
Jess Patrick.
Jess Patrick?
Yes. Actually, it was one of the artists that we had on Love and Entertainment on Friday. Yes. Yes.
Oh, ooh. Nice. That's a nice track.
Ooh. Hey, like you say, if you ain't going to make it, just separate, you know?
You ain't no need of beating a dead horse.
It's a beautiful topic to go. It's a beautiful song to go with the topic, so.
Nice.
The phone lines are lit up, and as I said, the number to call is 646-200-3838. Join in with us, Divas.
Yes,
and
getting on a good conversation.
Lavina, but you have to press that one. You got
yes.
to press the one, or else you're not going to be able to chime in with us. And that's what we do here at Love Fantasy Have Grown and Sexy Topics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, like I said, that will actually depend on the individuals itself, you know. But
absolutely.
What's your part two, Angie?
My part two on tonight is, do you think it's okay for a woman to propose to a man?
Why not?
Do you think it's okay for a woman
yes.
to propose?
Yes.
And
yes.
you know what? I don't
exactly.
see anything wrong with it. You know?
I don't either. Nothing at all.
If she feels it in her heart, then girl, do it.
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead and do that thing. It's again, we're living in a modern day now where things are not traditional anymore. And a lot of men now are not really stepping up to the plate when it comes to proposing to women anyway.
That's true.
Got that right.
That's true.
So, you know,
but
and now
ladies,
it's, you know, hey, if a woman...
Ladies, why is it that we have to always take the man's last name? Why they can't take our last name?
Oh, they can. It's possible they can. But why, I don't know. You know why?
I guess it's just a tradition.
Yeah, that's tradition also. It's an ego trip. It's an ego thing. It's, you know, it's a power thing, you know, when it comes to the man who always, you know, is the dominant being. And I think
that?
He feels that if he gives up his last name, he's giving up his manhood.
Look,
why do we have to accept last name, but they don't accept that?
Right. Yeah. Why you can't wear my last name?
Right.
I don't
know.
I wish it'd be nice to get a man on the line tonight to explain to us why. You know, go ahead and press that one if you're listening and enlighten us on a few things from a male perspective.
I'm just saying, when they say tradition, there's a lot of stuff that's supposed to be tradition. So my input on that is, you know, listen, well, I got the ring now, so I really can't say much. But if he didn't do it, I was going to have to do it.
Right. Well, you know, because after a while, you know, like, you know what, it's time now. Like, we've been doing this thing long enough, and it's just, like I said, it's the feeling of security to have you wear his last name or him wear yours. You know what I'm saying?
It's either or.
It's a security thing, you know, legally.
I'm going to go with the tradition. I'm taking his last name.
That's all good. I wouldn't mind that either, you know.
But I
like tradition.
But even though I don't know how it's going to sound with my first name, but I'm willing to take it.
It's going to be great. It'll work. And listen, Lavina, it doesn't matter how it sounds, it's going to be beautiful. Your last name will be beautiful behind Lavina. Okay.
Oh, thank you,
Ziva. Yes, I mean it's the principle that's a love that's What was that? A sure thing? That's what it is. So it doesn't matter how it sounds. I wouldn't care. You know, that's going to be a beautiful thing once it happens. And I see that coming soon, too.
Oh, thank you. Just to let you know. Blessing and all this stuff.
All kind
know.
Of blessing. And you know what?
I do. I just see it coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
You know
it's going to come for you. And you know what?
I know something I don't know.
Listen, you got to claim it. You have to claim it, Luvina. Claim that thing. So listen.
I claim it.
Yeah, claim it. Own it. That's it. It's going to come.
Listen, Angie.
Uh-huh.
I ain't saying Nathan. But I just know that it's going to be a beautiful thing when it happens.
My name is Bennett, and I ain't in it.
Well, you guys are calling out a male, and we do have our first male caller this evening.
All right.
We have Mike joining us.
All right, Mike.
All right now. Oh, Lord.
Welcome,
what's
Mike.
Up, ladies? I'm here.
Welcome. Good evening.
Hi, Mike.
What's going on,
ladies? Nothing much.
You got it.
I want to hear what's going on tonight.
You want to hear our topics for the evening, Mike?
Oh, yes. I want to hear the topic. I'm
you ready?
I'm
you ready for the topics? I'm going to give you the first one real quick. It says, how long do you think you should be in a relationship before you receive a marriage proposal?
Oh, damn.
Wow, what a response.
How long should you be? You know what? I think that maybe I do. It's just a paper.
Right.
But
that's a paper.
But I feel it should be no longer than maybe 2.5.
Okay.
Maybe 2.5 years.
Mike. 2.5 years for what?
Yeah, 2.5 years. You got some people that be engaged for like 10 years.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You have people that are engaged forever,
like
never get married.
Maybe like, oh, well, we don't need to get married. We already married, so we don't need to get married. You got some people that's engaged. They could be like, well, okay, you know, let's just stay engaged.
Wow.
So are you engaged, Mike?
2.5 years.
That's none of your business, but yes, I am.
Oh, that was none of our business. Wow,
you know
Mike.
What?
That's not fair, Mike.
I can't stand him.
I know. Y'all demons is starting to get real nosy, you know?
No, the reason I asked, I was going to say, how long did it take you if you were engaged?
Right.
Well, actually, I'm still engaged.
But
how long were you in a relationship before the proposal?
Exactly.
Well, I'm in a relationship for, I'm going to say about.
You
take
it a long time.
Get it right now. Come on now. We're looking for truth here.
I'm trying to sit here. I was in a relationship for about, maybe about 7-8 months.
Okay.
You know, what was it, 2011, last year was when I proposed, 2012, uh-huh. 2011, hold on, I got me all mixed up now, I can't even know.
No, you got you mixed up, you gotta get your dates right, but that Beyonce, beyond you.
In December.
I hope your Beyonce
December,
not
December 21st,
listening.
I got engaged, I think that was last year.
Said, I think it was last year. You know what, Mike?
You know what? I hope your fiance not listening.
Yeah, because you said 7 months.
Listen, let me explain something to you. If she is listening, let me explain something. At least I know the date. A lot of dudes don't even know the date.
Wow. Wow. But wow. I mean, it doesn't seem like it really took you a very long time to propose to her, which is to be commended because, you know, now.
No.
We don't want to take another 20 years for the wedding.
He knew it was real love when he
found. That was love at first sight. That's why.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. That's
love,
that's
love
that's
at first sight.
That's what's up. From, so I want to give you the.
But what's
that? Has it ever happened to you guys before? Love at first sight.
Yes.
No. I'm being truthfully honest. Like, I don't know.
Angie said, No.
I've never experienced love at first sight. I'm not to say that it won't happen, but I just, no, it took me a while. Like, you know.
You know what it's like? When you see that person, automatically know this is the person for you.
True.
Okay. Eye to eye contact. You get a body language from this person.
That body language.
You know this person for so long. You understand? The vibe is
so
strong.
And that's so crazy. That's so crazy. You know, you like you say, you might have just met him, but you get to talking.
Uh-huh.
And maybe, like, not even a week later, you know, you're like, damn, it seemed like we've been knowing each other forever.
Forever, for a long time.
You know, and it just be so, I mean, it's a feeling that's indescribable, for real.
Right,
for real.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, and especially when
it
can
feeling.
Get past the physical, when you go beyond the physical of a person.
Mm-hmm. Go beyond the physical.
Yeah.
I was asking the divas, and maybe you can enlighten me on this. Why do 90% of the time, well, 99% of the time, the woman have to wear the man's last name instead of the man wearing the woman's last name?
That's
just the way it is. What are you talking about? That's just the way it is. You don't see Mother Nature calling herself Jesus.
Oh, wow.
That's just the way it is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, I tell you.
I knew I should have asked you.
That's all I got to say on that is whoa. Mike, you are
afraid
funny.
For that comment. I'm afraid for that.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, listen. Oh. Well, Mike, I'm going to give
you
the second...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm gonna give Mike the second part of our topic. Mike, you still there?
I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going nowhere.
Okay, all right. Okay, now listen. Mm. The second part is, do you think it's okay for a woman to propose to a man?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
why isn't it okay for a man to wear her last name?
Let me tell you something. It's two different things. All right? That's two different things. All right,
okay.
Let me explain it to you. The name and proposing is two different things. If you want to propose to me, propose to me. But still, no, I am the man. I am the head of the household. I handle the business. You use my name. I'm not going to take yours. You understand? It's just like saying, when we go out to eat, treat me sometimes. You understand what I'm saying? Buy me something to eat. Buy me a meat. You know what I'm saying? Take me out to eat. You know what I mean? Buy me a car. You know what I'm saying? Put your jacket down so I can walk over the water once in a while.
That,
you know what I mean?
You know what, Stephen? Look, and Don, put the jacket down so you can walk over the water.
You want to buy the cars. You want to pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Give us a little credit here.
We ain't taking nothing from the men at all. We're not taking nothing from those from the men that are actually handling that business.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna put it like that because it's not going down like that all the time now. You understand what I'm saying? You do have a lot of women that have to play the man's role because it could be because of the man lost his job or something. You understand what I'm saying? It's not always because of a negative. Let me see, for a lack of words, a negative thing.
When a man loses their job, y'all women got a habit. When a man loses their job, you understand, y'all like to downfall them. Not all of y'all, but the majority of y'all.
You know what, Mike, before you can
not all of y'all,
bring
the majority
on
of y'all.
A
y'all not getting what y'all was getting before.
We have another caller on the line, Mike. Hold on one second.
Now, cut me short.
I tried to cut you short initially, but you kind of just kept on going. But we need to bring this person in. She is sensitive. Cole, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Hi, Fever.
What's going on?
Why did you say that? Oh, God. Don't say that.
I said, oh, Lord. I didn't say God. I said Lord.
Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And you know that.
That's right.
That's my other half right there. What's up, Diva?
Shout out to Rachel on the line tonight.
So, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to G2 Palace for allowing me to have the day off. I really need it. And thank you, Angie, for sitting in. And thank
you, you're welcome.
And thank you, T, for mixing in well with Angie. I've been listening for a couple minutes. What's the topic for tonight?
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Ooh. You forgot one because I got Lavina helping as well.
Lavina,
she's hosting tonight,
like,
too.
What?
You got a full house tonight. You got a full house tonight, Rachel.
Oh, Lord.
That's right.
Nick, you just hush.
I love you. Thank you, Lavina. Thank you. Thank you, Angie. Thank you. What's the topic tonight, Diva?
That's right.
Yes, the topic tonight is, how long do you think you should be in a relationship before a marriage proposal?
I don't think there's a time limit on it. I think it's how well you two get along. First of all, how well you know yourself, how well the two of you get along, and whether or not the two of you are equal yoke or the same page.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Got the same strong foundation. You're definitely both going in the same direction. It could be 1 month. I mean, that's really quick, but if y'all got a strong foundation that you know you should have, you're confident within yourself, you're confident in the Lord, you're confident within each other, as soon as possible, ASAP, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I like that.
You do have some people that'll go right in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple of family members. I have a family member that was with her mate for 4 months, and they got married.
See, it happens.
Yeah, it does
happen.
For me personally, I think for myself that would be a little soon because you know.
I agree.
You need to know a person. You need to know them. You know.
Yeah.
What did you say, Mike?
What if you fall in love? If you can fall in love that fast,
you still have to get to know the person. You still have to get to know them. And you know.
How long does it take for you to know somebody?
It takes a little while. You don't know nobody overnight.
I say give it a year. The proposal should come. If you already know each other well and you think it's going to work out, within 6 months, the proposal should come, and then plan out the wedding at least 6 months ahead of time.
Right.
So
you know,
a full year before the matter.
I can't wait till some dudes come on this line because y'all are killing
me. What's coming next?
We got to show off a little bit, Mike. Stop it.
Yeah, we have a second topic.
Listen, we have a second topic for you, Rach. And it says, Do you think it's okay for a woman to propose to a man?
I think it's okay.
She's stuck on that one.
No, she didn't start off.
Yes, I do think it's okay for... Yeah,
I think it's okay for a woman to propose to a man, you know. Again, we're going to get on that subject, too, of a man wearing my last name. So.
Right. Now, don't get me wrong. He's not wrong with it, you understand, but she's going to think she's head over heels, you know, and she's going to take it to another level. You got my name. You know how y'all females get. You know we get in the audience.
Yeah, we get egos as big as men sometimes.
You know.
That's right.
What I did when I got married, I took on his name, and then if there's a divorce, I'm still keeping his name and adding that next man's last name because my kids have his last name.
Because you earned that last name, sweetheart. You earned that. Mitchell in the building.
You earned that last name, girl.
Earned that last name. That's why you keep it.
I'm holding on to it. I'm holding on to it.
You're trying to finish it. That woman is superwoman. You can't keep a man last name to try to change it.
Why? It's hers now. She, when the day she said I'd do it, became her last name. So,
that's all I fight.
Y'all females is a piece of work.
Well, I have to go. I have to go. Listen, I have to go. I love y'all. Regina.
Love you.
Love you too.
Love you too, Rachel. Thanks for calling in.
All right, before we continue, we have another caller. Another caller real fast. Welcome to Gigi Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Spots and every name, please.
This is Shelly.
Hey, Mike, you still hollering, oh, my Lord, he ain't show up yet?
How are you ladies doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm good.
Good. Thanks for calling
in.
That's
what's up.
Yeah.
Hey, hon,
how are you?
I'm good.
Have you heard our topic for tonight?
No, run and buy me again, please.
Okay. The first topic is, how long do you think you should be in a relationship before the marriage proposal?
You need some dudes on this line.
Okay.
That's what you
need. Oh, wow. Hi, Mike. How you doing, Mike?
I'm all right. You need some dudes on this line. Like 1,000 females on the line.
Now listen, because the men are scared to press that one.
You got to say anyway. I want to hear what you got to say, lady. Go ahead.
Okay. How long does it take to... I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Yes, how long do you think it should take before to be in a relationship before the marriage proposal?
Okay, I'm going to speak from my experience. I was in a relationship with my husband 5 years before I said, okay. Now, my thing about that is it takes time to know somebody, but you don't know them. You really don't know them.
Right.
So I'm thinking, I don't think it's a time limit necessarily. I think it's when the person is ready to do that. Me personally, I put him on the... He proposed to me the second year we were dating. I said no, because I wasn't ready.
Right.
I wasn't ready. The truth is, if you're not ready, not saying that I wanted to see other people, any of that type of thing. When he said that to me, I was like, okay, are you ready for this? That's a huge step, first of all. That's a huge step. Now, we were living together and all those things and doing paying bills and playing house. Yes, we were doing that.
Right.
But within me, I was like, are you really, really ready? Don't lie. You know, don't lie about that, you know. Jumping a broom, it took me a little bit longer. So he tried again 3 years later, which made it 5 years that we were, I guess, playing house, and I said yes. So
okay.
I don't know if it's really a time limit on it. You just have to be ready or say okay or no. Think, and I use that term loosely, think that you know that person enough to say okay. I'm going to jump the broom. But I suggest that you really, really think about that first. Don't just say yes because you got a beautiful ring and the proposal was beautiful. Just think about that first. That's just me.
Or just
my
to say
opinion.
That you're married.
Right. That's just my opinion. It took me 5 years to say yes to him.
Right. Well, again, because you really wanted to be sure and know him, you know.
Right.
And know that you both wanted the same thing, you know.
Right, and he got upset because the first time I said, well, yeah, I did say no, but not in an ugly way. Like, you know, hey, wait, I'm not ready. But then the next time when he said that, 5 years later, he wanted to say, we were just laying in the bed one day, and he was like, oh, let's go to, I live in North Carolina. He's like, let's go to South Carolina, let's go to the Death of the Peace. Let's get married today. I'm like, what?
Wow.
I can't do that. But I wanted to marry him at that time. But I just felt that just for the peace was, we couldn't do that. However, married is married. I don't care how we get married. If it's legally married, it's legally married. But me, I couldn't do that because I was like, wow, my mom and dad would not approve of me eloping, but people do it all the time. So.
How old were you?
What we're going to do, We're going to bring on Elijah real fast before we continue with Shelly, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
Elijah, you there?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
Good evening, Elijah.
We got a dude on the line. We got a dude on the line.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, he happy now.
Yeah. Don't show off. Don't show off, Mike.
Now, you know Mike about
to show off. Yes, he is. And Elijah probably going to go right along with him.
Break it down.
Well, I didn't even know what Mike said. What's his point of view? Catch me up.
No, we
want to
hear yours first. He
ain't
enlightened.
You know, that's kind of, I mean, it's kind of really an
I didn't hear his point of view either.
It's kind of a, yeah, let's break it down, Mike. Let me hear what you're working with.
You know, I take it you heard the topics for tonight?
Nah, but I heard, well, if I get, you said topics with an S. I just heard.
Yes.
With an S, yes.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
The one I heard.
Three topics there, man. There's only like one. Three of them in there.
All right. Only about how long should it take before you get married? But I mean, that's kind of an easy response. I think it's an individual thing. It all depends. It all depends on the two people. Some people can get married after a month or two in the work, where everybody says you that's too soon. Some people can wait 10 years and then get married and still wind up hating each other. I mean, it's an individual.
But on your personal opinion, what do you think? How long do you think?
I personally think you shouldn't put a time limit on it. I think you should go with your feeling, with your emotion. Because when you start putting, you know, when you put paper, when you put things down on paper, all God do is sit back and laugh at you when you call yourself.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
All right.
That's just the old saying. But I think when you put limitations or restrictions, I don't know. It doesn't seem natural. I don't think you should put a time limit. You just never know.
Yes, I agree.
It's when you both sit down and feel the time is right.
Okay.
Wow.
Like I said, that could be a day. That could be a day, a year, 5 years, 10 years. It's all on the individuals.
Well, Mike and Elijah on the same page.
Uh-huh. Well, my question, Elijah.
Are you engaged, Elijah?
Am I engaged now?
What is easy for you to answer that? Yeah, no. Come on, let's be truthful about this.
Oh, no, I'm not engaged.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't lie about that. But I wouldn't lie about that. But I'm not.
Okay.
Elijah, my question was, why is it that the man can't wear the woman's last name? Why do we always have to pick up the man's last name?
Damn, that was a good question, Keith.
Yes.
I mean, it goes...
Oh, Elijah, are you still there?
Oh, I'm trying to figure out
if it's a serious question. I was waiting for...
It is! It's a very serious question.
I mean, listen, my thing
I'm
is
the same way. I ain't gonna ask something like that.
Y'all kind of heard me in the past and get a little vibe where I'm coming from. I think that we as a people, first of all, is too caught up in what man and society say and what man and society think. I think that's the problem.
That's true.
And we get so caught up in that, and if you got the if the man got the woman's last name, he ain't a man, all that other crap. And if you, the woman, say, listen, I want you to you have my last name. Personally, me, I personally could get less than or whatever. As long as you looking out for me as my woman and taking care of the kids and whatever we're doing together, I mean, you know, a name, a role.
Right.
The other name is still a damn rose.
Yeah,
so
but these women nowadays take their last name. I never took his last name.
I kept my maiden name. I never took his last name. Really? I just never took it. Huh?
So wait a minute. Does he have your last name?
No, he has his last name, but I never.
Wait a minute. I don't understand that one.
Whose last name were you giving to the kids? Do you have kids together?
Oh, they have his last name. Yes, they do.
I mean, we have a daughter together.
So she has his last name, yes.
I can't speak for all men. Me, personally, the last name that I took or she took, I could care less. But as a man, you know, typically I would love to have my son, you know, or my children have my carry my last,
yes.
especially your middle C.
My daughter has his last name, yes.
You know what I'm saying? I would like my, you know, my son, my children to have my last name to carry on the family name. But I mean, you know, it's.
Well, see, people do that because for identity purposes. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like it becomes territorial. So it's like she has my last name. You'll know that's my wife because she's wearing my last name. You understand?
Right.
So that's why.
That's why I've never heard of nobody taking one.
Anything, though. Names, you know
what?
The names don't really mean anything. It really doesn't.
It don't mean nothing. And if you're thinking along levels, that's you.
I think it depends on the individual, because if you have kids with someone and they have, let's just say, your husband or your boyfriend's last name, you know, for some people it's important that, okay, well, once you get married, then everyone will have the same last name.
Yeah.
I think each individual is different. Like, but all of this, I think, should be discussed, like, in the beginning part of your relationship before you start shacking up and having children, you know?
Right. That's true. That's very,
right.
Very true.
It should be. It really
Donza
should be.
Donza Davis. I would like for everyone to hold the line, hold that thought. We're going to go to our next song, and we'll be right. Everybody hold the line. We'll be right back.
Okay.
How I thirst for more keeps me coming back for you too. So warm, you're damn near blowing, melt away my heart. I just want your walls for myself. It's so right. I reach for the night, pull down a thousand stars. True for you, babe. She's a silhouette, nothing short of wow. And the way she works it tell me who's the winner now. Best believe I'm staying. That's how you want it, right? There goes my shoes, babe. I'm in here for the night. Your heart's racing, my hands shaking. Stupendous, colossal, epic love making, bringing out the men in me. All over your canopy, tossing, turning. I'll never stop turning. So deep, like way down bottom at the ocean's floor. From my treasure in you, so sweet like the darkest fairies. How I thirst for more keeps me coming back for you too. It's so warm, you're damn near blowing, melt away my heart. I just want you all for myself. It's so right. I reach for the night, pull down a thousand stars. True for you, babe. Look at you, baby. Look at you, baby. The day with my lady, no doubt we heat it up. It's turning into love, falling for the romantic. Some people can't stand it, I brush them off. Sometimes I just get lost in your eyes when you look at me. Nothing else matters, baby. What is honorable makes me what is close to you. Now that we're here, there's no leaving this room. How I thirst for more, yeah. Keep me coming back for you too. So warm, you're damn near glowing, melt away my heart. I want you all, it's so right. I reach for the night, pull down a thousand stars. True for you, babe. I'm at your love for gold, honey.
how my thirst for more keeps me coming back to you. You're so warm, you're damn near blowing, melt away my heart. I just want your soul, girl.
That was Treasure by Curtis Jones.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. So it was pretty deep.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
I don't see anything wrong with a woman proposing to a man. About 4 weeks ago, I went to one of my coworkers. She had a housewarming or whatever, and she proposed to her boyfriend. And then he got down on one knee and he proposed to her, so they kind of like made it together. She had her ring and he had his ring. There was no dry eye in the house.
Wow.
Because they didn't see that coming. They didn't see that coming at all, and it was priceless. It was
that had
like
to be
priceless.
Real special.
Yeah, the housewarming.
No,
and then end up
engaged. Yeah, then he got on the mic and he was like, he didn't see that coming. And she didn't see that coming. Like I said, it was no dry eyes whatsoever. And she did hers very, very beautifully. She was doing a housewarming or whatever.
Look at that hater in the background.
Having a good time or whatever. But she did what she did. She got down on her one knee. She hiked the dress up to the point where it was very tasteful and proposed to him. And then he said, wait, I got something. And he got down and proposed to her. That was the most awesome thing I ever seen. Like I said, it was no fly eye in that whole house.
Nice.
Nobody.
Nice.
Nobody. And they didn't see that coming. Nobody saw that coming.
There's that male eagle kicking in. There's that male eagle in the background kicking in.
Right.
That was priceless to me.
Mike.
It was.
Yeah.
What is you?
I thought you was going to behave tonight, Mike.
I'm just listening right now.
Elijah, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. Mike is doing right. We got to keep a little bit of testosterone.
You know what I mean, homes. Exactly.
We leave it up to y'all. We be in pigtails and booty shorts and shit.
Nah. We're not that bad. Come on, give us a little credit. Yeah.
No, he didn't say pigtails and booty shorts.
That's a little credit.
I agree with you. I definitely agree with you.
Y'all, my girls. Y'all know y'all my girls.
Let me ask you guys this. Have you ever proposed to a woman?
I have.
Yeah,
Elijah?
I have.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike did.
What,
we know
Mike
he did. December 21st.
What was that like?
How
did it go?
It went lovely. Because when I proposed to mine, she was in the hospital. She wasn't feeling well. And I put the ring on the side and everything on the side. And when she turned around, the ring was there. And I said, will you marry me?
Did you go, wait a minute.
Like that, too. Will you marry me?
Wait a minute. What did she say?
She got the ring on. She said, yes.
That's sweet.
Will you marry me? She should have said, yeah, I guess so.
Oh, my God.
That was sweet.
No, because with the ring came a chain and a bracelet and a couple other things.
Okay. You wanted to make her happy, right? That's what it's all about. It's making your mate happy. Give him that ultimate happiness from a man. You understand what I'm saying? That's what it's all. It ain't got nothing to do with your testosterone levels and. But if you love your person, like you say you love them, you go that extra mile. Like, I'm going to make that happen.
Right.
And
but
that's what a woman longs
well,
for
though.
That. A woman longs for the security and for her man to make her happy. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? And then y'all
he
piss
does.
Us off
yes,
and then
does.
Call us the B word.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Mike said, excuse me. Elijah's,
excuse me?
He's not saying nothing.
Excuse me? You know what? Let me explain something to you.
Elijah,
okay.
What did you do? What did you do to propose to your lady? What did you do?
Well, I mean, what did I do? I asked this.
Trying to put you on the spot. Watch yourself, man. It's trying to put you on the spot. Watch yourself.
It's all good.
What?
Ain't no shame.
Nah, it ain't that. We just want to hear some special stories. That's all.
What did you do?
It was just at home one night and was talking about life and about the future, blah, blah, blah. And I asked if she wanted to marry me.
He said, blah, blah, blah. Did you have that plan?
Blah, blah, blah.
No, that's what he said.
I'm
repeating what he said.
Just,
did you have that plan, though? Did you plan that?
I mean, it wasn't lackluster. I mean, I pulled out the little traditional stops and, you know, cooked dinner and wine and candlelight and all of that. I'm just saying, you know, to make a long story short, I proposed. And she did me the... The best favor she could have ever done by saying no, because I thought.
Oh, God.
See, you know, I sit there and I can laugh now, but I look back. I mean, that's why today I said, y'all, people getting together need to communicate and really make sure.
Well, I just want to say, Elijah, I was laughing because the way you said she did me the best favor, and then
yes,
and then next time, you know, you turned around and was like, and she said no.
No, I was laughing to what he said, Cam.
That's basically, let me give you a brief background. By that time that I proposed, first of all, I was 5 years older now. I was like 24 when I proposed, 25 maybe at the time. And I had done been through prep school. I'd been through college. I just got home from the military and service. So I was on that. And then, you know, I was on that ready to settle down. And I was of that mentality. And she wasn't.
She wasn't.
Right.
She still had a lot of street running to do and a lot of things she had to deal with. And like I said, to this day, we good friends, but it was a blessing that she said no.
Hey, at least you can recognize the blessing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You would have running around with shorty with a scarf on her head and daytime.
Recognize it at the time. Don't get me wrong. I ain't acting like I was all like, yeah, okay, that's whatever. I mean, It messed me up at the time, but looking back and what God revealed to me was a blessing. Trust me, it was a blessing.
Yeah. You do it again. Amen.
Oh, yeah, of course. I definitely want to get married. I definitely
have
to.
Oh, okay. I've turned down a proposal.
I want to get married. I want at least one, maybe two more kids. Yeah, definitely. I want that experience.
Wow.
Has anyone been on the line been married before? Not me. Has anyone been on the line been married before? Yes, I have. Before we go on, though, I just want to bring on one more caller real fast. Okay. I'm hearing the echo. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Chicky.
Hi, Chicky.
I do not recognize these new voices on the radio show. Where is Rachel?
Rachel's off today. She's
off tonight. But she made us a call in earlier.
She creeping.
You better watch your back.
What's going on, people?
What's going on, Chick?
I'm good, man. Getting ready to do the radio show. We doing it live here tonight, man, right at my job, man.
Listen, everyone that don't know who that is our comedian that'll be coming on immediately following this show, Mr. Chicky Chick with Fallout Comedy.
Yeah, yeah. So how y'all doing, man? What's the topic tonight? I hear a lot of laughing. It's like y'all took my audience away. Now I need to have laughing for 9 o'clock.
Angie?
Huh?
He said, what's the topic for tonight?
Oh, I apologize. Topic tonight is how... Excuse me, how long do you think you should be in a relationship before a marriage proposal?
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to do the Martin thing. Like, when I did mine, I said, will you marry me? Are you a hubby now?
Wow.
Okay. And what did she say?
Yo, y'all know I'm robbing my job right now, right?
Yeah.
So it's really going down tonight. It's going to be real interesting because, like, I'm doing my job on the radio show, and I also got to do my job at my job. Like, I got somebody to ask me to do something right now. Right now, in the middle of the show.
Okay.
Hold on. We're doing an interview. We're doing an interview right now. So, say your name.
What?
Now, right now. Hold on. I mean, yeah, I'm going to be right back with you. I'm really at my job. So, y'all hold on while I'm taking some business. Okay? Hold on.
Right.
Oh my God!
Hold on.
He's doing an interview.
Not only got an interview, he's gonna call in and hang up.
But he said, "Hold on," but everybody was silent, holding on.
Wow!
So we're gonna
smart us, right?
We gotta continue back. The Jesus Squad, Jesus.
Oh my God!
And Don.
We don't want Mike or anybody to feel left out. He's gonna be calling for the Lord again.
Oh, long as you call the right way now.
So Mike, when is your big day?
Hello. I'm back. I am back.
Oh, welcome back.
Okay.
I'm really excited about the subject, man, because I heard y'all talking about the proposal. I just proposed to my wife all over again 2 weeks ago, man.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Man.
Why you do that?
How I do it? We've been together 14 years. We were married for three. And, you know, a lot of people don't know my situation. Like, you know, T and Rachel, you know, like, we got married while I was in jail, man, so I came home. You know, man, I did the right thing, and I really got down. I never really gave it a good proposal, so I hit it off real nice.
Uh-huh.
You know, man, I pulled the rock out of the ice. I couldn't really tell what was ice and what was the ring because it was just so much bling in it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn.
Wow.
That's
on bling. It was in the water.
That's why he put us a hole. He went to get his proposal material.
He had his doctor on him.
I felt the jokey joke coming on.
Hey, listen, man.
He went to the hard guys on us.
Yeah. Went chicken in the crates.
Have you ever been proposed to?
Why did it mess it up his material?
No, it's Kim still online.
He got quiet. I didn't mess up your material, did I, homie?
Nah, listen, man. I tell everybody, just check it out. The hashtag I tell jokes for a living, that's mine. It's copywritten, man. This is what I really do, man. I don't play with it on Wednesdays, man. This is what I really do, man.
No doubt.
Show us
some love, man. No doubt about it.
But it was cool, man. I was just keeping on the subject about, you know, about the relationship thing, man. Like, I just think that, you know, you know what time is. Before she's about to leave, you'll know the time to propose to.
Well, I have a question for you, Chickie.
What's up, that?
Why don't men carry the woman's last name? Why we always got to carry y'all's last name?
Hey, listen, let me just tell you right here. Look, I'm going to let y'all know right now. When we go to the, when we go down to the club and dudes go swinging off, make sure you take that hit too first. If you want to pass my last, if I got your last name, you taking the hit, you paying the bill.
Wow.
Put a ring on it.
So
you know that's a little lopsided because
I mean, the breadwinner, is that what you're saying?
in order for you to take her last name, she has to be the breadwinner.
Yeah, no.
I agree.
It ain't about being a breadwinner. It's about person holding another person down. You never want a weak man, man, and that's why you got to. No matter what a woman say, how empowered y'all trying to be, what y'all do for yourself, you don't want a weak man.
That doesn't make him weak, taking his wife away.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. What does the last name have to do with anything?
Because what happens
does
is you got to go to the
West.
You got to go to the root of what it actually means. See, when people used to get married back in the day, what happened was the reason why you took the man last name because the man last name held structure in the community. So now if you're saying that you took my last name, I'm a singleton. We wasn't just taking my last name. You was taking my traditions and my cultures and my heritage.
Break
I was
down,
talking more than
down.
Just a ring.
You
I was
what?
Giving you.
You
I was
what?
Giving you everything
so,
that was me.
So if I decided not to take your last name, how can I take your last name
when your daddy gave you your name?
The truth
oh,
of
God.
Wee!
Oh, God.
Woo!
Oh, God. That was If a woman doesn't take your last name, does that mean that she's not in your belief, in your tradition,
no.
because she didn't take your last name?
But understand this, unless you saying like your last name is Winfrey and you really your name means something.
I'm saying
a person who has a last name has instruction to it, like won't change. I'm saying like this, if I'm a man, I'm supposed to be the person, like, no, all real things, like, we can laugh. I was just talking about, if I was being a man, if I was somebody to you and I said, listen, I want to be able to challenge my life with you, I want to be able to stand with you, there's things that you give on a sacrifice. Just imagine what a man is sacrificing. He is locking his thing down forever.
Break it down for us. And she's locking hers down forever.
If the love is there, the name should matter, right? Hey, hello, if we really keeping it real, this is how it really goes.
Keep it real. Break it down for us.
The reason that basically, generally, women take last men's name is because we basically were from a background where men were very, it was a misogynistic society where women actually didn't get recognized or wasn't given the equal rights that men were given because they were considered to be a lesser of a being.
Right.
A little above
right.
the... Let me break it down and I'm going to shut up real quick.
Oh, damn. You
hold on. If you take a trip to Africa, my brother, and you take a trip to where it's a community type, village type of environment, you will notice that the women actually, and all of the children of the man, keep the name of the mother or keep the name of their ancestry. In other words, the woman kept the name of her father, and the man kept the name of his people. So that's really a European type of mentality with the last man because the man was deemed to be a superior being.
Now look,
that goes back to the beginning of the Bible.
Oh, but look, if y'all like you said, it depends on how you feel. So like right now, if we going don't take one part and don't take the other. If we want to start doing all that stuff, don't put the palm in your hair if you want to go European lifestyle. Don't put the nails on. Don't put the nails on. Don't make the beautify yourself because we did none of it in Africa.
It's a name, but again,
it goes back to the beginning of the Bible.
Hold up, one at a time, please.
It goes back to the beginning of the Bible when God created Adam. You understand? He put Adam in a deep sleep, took a rib, and created Eve. You understand?
Right.
As his helpmate.
Yeah.
Let's break it down. That's one thing, but let me ask you a question. What was Adam's last name?
I don't even know. He have a last
name. Let me finish. What was Moses' last name? What was Abraham's last name? Mm. They didn't have one, did they? Because
looked at it,
no separatism, that there was all one. If you read the Bible, nobody had last names. They were from, hold on, they was from the tribe of Judah. They was from the tribe of this, and they was from the tribe.
Tribe, right.
You really want to break it down? Don't come with me with the Bible now. Cause
I know, but women were married into the man's family. And the women were married into the man's family. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, were married. No, women.
But look, I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta educate.
Hold on, this Mr. Boy.
I gotta educate.
Hold on. Let Eli just a minute. Elijah, go ahead first.
The difference, this is where you got to really realize. The difference between the way men think and God think is two different things. God thought unity, God thought oneness, God thought tribe.
Mm-hmm.
It was that, yeah, she married to the man, and yeah, even then they had certain traditions. Of course, you don't get me wrong, because I know the word. But we're not talking about man. We talking about God. And God always looked at it as oneness, as unity, as unity.
He
was separate, and although Eve was created from the rib, he didn't isolate or separate them by name. They had one name, and that was their first name. Their unity and their real dedication was to God, not to the man.
Look, you're right about that, but what happened is, you got to understand, through the multiplication of people coming out, you had to be, when two Johns came into existence, or two James, you had to separate it. So you had John of Shalom, or John of such and such, wherever he was from. So now when you think, a woman was never introduced by her own last name. She was introduced by who her husband was. So you said her name, then her husband preceded that. So it wasn't just
it's just a title. It's just all it is, a title. You can have somebody take on somebody's last name. All it is a title. It doesn't make you or break you. So that's all it is. It's just a title.
You're entitled to that. It's just, but you know what? It's a tradition, but at the same time, you know, she's entitled to, you know, her opinion and to feel that it's just a title, you know, regardless of the tradition.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what she's
explaining. I was smarter than all of us, because the very conversation we having right now, and don't get me wrong, it's not trivial, it's a very real thing. People actually get divorced or get in fights and arguments over last names. But see, God, that's why I say God was smarter than us. There was no last names. Therefore, we having this conversation. That's a man thing. That's an ego. Not man, when I say man, is more of a societal thing. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm. So I said the ego kicked in, and that's what makes a man not want to take a woman's last name. The ego.
But y'all losing the point. Y'all gotta understand that. Listen, last names came from the origination. The last names came from tribes and nations and areas where you was born from. It just got bigger as the world grew populated. You can't say there's 6 billion tribes. It started to be who your family was. So what you're trying to do right now, we're living in a society where everybody want to break rules and try to make conformity. It's, when you start questioning God and you start questioning why, when you can, right now, if you ask Stevie Wonder, you said Stevie Wonder has never seen nothing. I don't care. We've been seeing all our lives. You cannot explain to him the color red. You cannot. There's nothing you can say to him that was saying in the color red.
Are you going to love your wife any less because she didn't take on your last name?
But
that's all I
wouldn't, but what I'm saying is, why would she try to empower herself through me? Why would be the reason saying that you don't want to have my last name? What would be the reason? We don't have to get married then.
Listen,
let me get married then.
It might not be thinking like that, but what's wrong with her keeping her last name, and you are married, you love each other, and you guys are in the union? I don't understand
Marriage means becoming one. Marriage means becoming one. We both got different names. We're not one. The reason why you take the last name, I'm getting to the point where you're saying like this. No matter what you're trying to say, I love women and everything, but you're never a woman. The strongest woman can never be strong, be as strong as the strongest man. The the girl that's in the NBA right now, she's dunking. She dunks like the average person that's sitting on the that's not in the NBA. She's above average. What happened is this, the way that you're made from a particle of man. You're made from a man where you can never be as strong because that was meant, that was on purpose for us to love you and protect you. Now, we live in a society where we say all the rules is equal and you can go do your own thing, find your own job and provide for yourself. I understand that. But when we come down to the day of me and you getting married, there's things that I sacrifice and you sacrifice. If you want to keep your last name, why are we getting married?
But those are just titles, though. Those are just titles. As long as you love each other, I don't think titles matter.
Marriage is a title. Marriage is a title.
That's my opinion.
Hold on, but that's actually kind of real deep what my brother just said. You just said, I don't know if you really heard yourself, but that's just the thing. You said, if she's not willing to take your last name, then why are we getting married? Like, your whole marriage, your whole love and relationship, and everything goes out the window based on, I mean, you added that much value. Because you just said, if she don't take my last name, then why are we even getting married?
You took the wrong point. What I'm saying
Those are just titles. It doesn't matter.
Wait,
one at a time,
because
you can't hear anybody's
point. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to bring this. Like, I'm a comedian, but, you know, sometimes I get serious. I'm saying like this. Right now, when a woman gets married, you change your name. Your other name is gone. It's old. It's devoid. It doesn't no longer exist. You have to put paperwork to say you want to keep your name. It's not even what you're saying is the title. You're trying to change laws of America. You're trying to just change laws of saying, like, what's written down as being a law. Now, you want to change the law because you're getting empowered. Because now you're saying, I want to change my mind. I want to keep my last name. I want to be strong. I want to be independent. Fuck these traditions.
No.
I want to change everything.
No.
Lavina, what was you trying to say?
Hold up, Shelly.
Let Lavina get her point across.
Actually, I was just trying to, like, help settle it a little bit and give Chicky Chick a moment to reply to what Elijah has said. And then Shelly can intervene, you know, with it. But one person has to talk, and then the other one can talk because you can't hear it. It's very muffled.
Right.
Okay. Now, having
a last name, what does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. That's just a status. That's all it is. It's a status. It's a status. Being married, of course, you know, some people say, hey, let me take on a last name. But what's wrong with someone saying, you know what, let's just keep it how it is, love each other unconditionally or whatever. It's not being strong or independent. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that. As long as you love that person, like a ring. Anybody can have a ring on their finger and be married. And you can have a ring that you don't put on your finger, but you know what, when you go out,
is that her phone or?
Yeah, I think that's Shelly's phone.
Shelly, your phone is really breaking up.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna ask Shelly to just hang up and call back so this way we're able to hear her clearly because she's breaking up extremely bad.
Well, I just want to say something. Marriage, having like a wedding and all that stuff, it's like being baptized in a public declaration. And carrying the last names and stuff is not supposed to do it for identity purposes.
Wait a minute.
What I'm saying? It's like you're identifying. Now I'm taking on your last name so people can identify me as your wife, not just your living girlfriend or whatever we've been doing. That's what the purpose of taking on the last name does.
All right.
And I understand what
you're
saying.
Doing the same thing.
All right, Jonathan Divas, what we're going to do, we're going to go to a storm real fast, and then we're going to come back on because we're having some difficulties here.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a couple different phones that's acting up at this time.
Exactly.
So we're just going to go to a song and then come right back. All right, but just hold them on.
disrespected.
All right. Looks like we are having more technical difficulties than expected at this point. Is everyone still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a lot of cracking and breaking up.
Am I breaking up?
Yes.
Everybody is,
I think.
Well, we'll just keep talking, but we'll do like the one at a time, so just so we can understand what everyone is saying.
Okay.
So we're able to go to a song and get everything together.
Yeah, but 90% of this basically deals with the individual, their own opinion. You know, like you said, Lavina, everyone is entitled to their own opinion. You know,
right.
But me, myself, I would want to carry my husband's last name.
Yeah, me too, because I'm proud to be his wife, you know.
Right.
I'm saying that this man is taking care of me, you know what I'm saying?
You know, because at the end of the day, you still can carry your maiden name as well as your married name.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what a lot of women do. So, you know, if worse come to worse, or, you know, and you do decide to split up or whatever, you can always just drop his name. You don't have to worry about picking up your name again.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, see, you know, marriage was intended to be forever. So that's why, like I said, now it's the modern day versus the tradition. You know what I'm saying? It's like, would you rather the modern day marriage or a traditional marriage? So, again, that's an individual thing. It's all a personal preference.
Right.
You know, it's a personal preference. What do you want?
Exactly. Brooke, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I don't disagree with it because I thought we was really just saying, well, what I was really just saying is, yeah, that's the way things are pretty much done, and if it's okay by both persons, then no harm, no foul. But if the woman decided that she didn't, I wouldn't think any less of her, and I wouldn't think any less of our relationship and the love I have for her. If for me, it wouldn't be a big deal at all, either way. That's all I'm saying, you know.
Right.
And I think a lot of the times, I just always encourage people to sometimes think outside the box, because you got to remember, a lot of the traditions that we think we have or that we were taught or that we grew up ain't always right.
That's right.
That's true.
If you read your first constitution from the day it was created to the day now, you know, a lot of things have changed. Blacks weren't even considered as 100% human beings. So I just always try to get people to think outside the box, and a lot of marriages and relationships fail today because people sometimes are too stuck on what a name means or what this means or what tradition says. Do your own thing. Be your own people. Be creative in yourself. That's what I'm trying to say.
I agree.
Get so
caught
up that you would destroy something good because of a damn name. And believe it or not, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
And that's why God was smart enough that he didn't give nobody last names.
Well, like I said, I would enjoy wearing my husband's last name, honestly.
Oh, yeah. That's a good thing. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, to be honest with you, I would like if my wife, you know, if she so chose to have my last name. But if for whatever reason she didn't want to, I could care less. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, so.
I agree with that. I think it's a status. It's a name. That's all it is. It's just a name. That's it. As long as you love one another, that's all that matters to me. That's my opinion. That's all that matters. If you love each other, you trust each other, you got good communication, a name, that's a name. That doesn't mean anything.
But you know what? That name means a lot to me. That name would mean a lot to me. Honestly, I mean, you know, and like I say, that's just me speaking for myself. I would be very proud you know, to say, hey, I'm Mrs., you know. If I'm going to keep Holland, you know, I'll be Miss Holland, not Mrs., because that's not his last name. I want to proudly say, hey, I'm wearing my man's name, my husband's name.
That's my husband's name, yeah.
You know.
Okay, but are you gonna love him any less if you don't have the same last name?
I'm going to have his last name.
Are you not
going
to be true to that?
See, I'm going to have his last name, so I couldn't even answer that question. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's an individual question of yours, and the only answer I can give you, I will wear my husband's last name.
You know what? Let me flip it then, because that is an answerable question, T. Let me flip it then so that that it becomes answerable. What if the man that wanted to marry you turned to you and said, listen, I want to marry you, but I want you to keep your last name and not take my last name? How about that?
Oh, no.
No.
Would you love him any less or any more? Would you?
No, I'm not going to love him any less, but if he come off to me with something like that,
I'm going
to
question it.
It's going to... Exactly.
Why would you question that if that's
why
what
wouldn't you?
And you guys agreed on?
Why don't you want me to carry your last name?
Yeah, why
if you want
you?
Me to be your wife.
Let me be that man. Let me kick it to you like this so there ain't no controversy. Listen, I want to marry you. I want to, you know, have a family with you, but I want you to keep your last name because that's just the tradition of my people, and I'm going to keep my last name by my tradition.
I'm going to know that from the door. You know, and if that's the case, then no, we won't be getting married. Because
okay.
if I can't wear your last name,
you love him. Why not?
I don't care. Like I said, I can still love you, but I don't have to be your wife.
I think it's just a completeness.
It's a completeness.
So let me take it a step further. Okay, you said I can still love you, but I don't have to be your wife. So let me take it a step further. We're going to get deep with this now. I want you to be my wife. I want you to keep your last name. I love you. I want to have kids with you and everything. I want you to keep your last name. I keep mine. And according to the traditions, that if you don't do that, then we can no longer live together. Or be together.
Thank you, Elijah. Thank you, Elijah. That was perfect.
Now what would be?
You can go.
Keep in mind. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. You gotta keep in mind that because it's a difference of opinion, there's no right or wrong answer. It's a preference. It's
you're
what
right.
each person
wants.
It is a personal preference.
You know what
right.
their personal
you're absolutely
preference
right.
is.
But I think carrying the man's last name just gives you completeness. That's extra security.
Right, but that's your opinion. Like, Shelly, you're putting questions towards Steve, but they're just, it's her own personal preference. Like, what you did in your situation, that's you. She
absolutely.
Just let you
right.
know exactly
right.
what she
exactly.
would have
done. Exactly. It's what you're happy with. What are you
right.
happy
exactly.
with?
Exactly. It's whatever you like.
I was just
it's only a status. It's only a status. As long
that's
as you love that person and you guys
that
and
is your opinion.
It's just a status.
But see, that's the side of it, is that the way it works is your opinion, that's what you choose. Like
right.
me personally,
no,
I'm taking the last name and I'm loving it, but that's my
exactly.
own preference. That's my own personal
okay,
preference.
I wasn't forcing my
that's
opinion
on
anyone.
No,
that's just
that's
my
you.
Thing. I mean, if you love that person, it doesn't matter whose last name you have or whatever. As long as you're in a union and you love each other,
you.
I don't think a status of a name oh, what up? That's just my opinion.
But you're losing
my
sight,
only
losing
opinion.
Sight of it. Right, that's your opinion. Right, which we understood it. Believe me, trust me, we got you. We got you. We understand your opinion.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, feel my opinion like I'm feeling yours.
We know it's everybody's opinion. We just really have a conversation.
I'm feeling you too, T.
We have moved on.
We have moved on.
Was really questioning the aspect of, do you still love the person? And it's kind of, you know, that's, so nobody, we know it's everybody's individual opinion. I was just taking it a little deeper because we evolved to where doesn't mean you still love the person or not. That's why we got.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
but
that's
they can still love each other, but
right.
they still have to have that medium. They still have to have that happy medium.
Oh, yes. Auntie, you're right. Absolutely.
At the end of the day, would have been a relationship with Tam and her husband or whoever else felt that way, that relationship would not have happened, and it would have been no marriage or no union. And at the end of the day, what was it because of? It was because of a name. That's what I was trying to put a little light on.
Thank you, Elijah. Thank you. Her name. That's all it was the name.
Whatever y'all invested, all the love you had and say you had, all just disappeared at the end of the day because of a name. And in this case, because...
Some things are more important to people than others.
Because, see, when we first started talking about marriage, then I want to know, you know. But I just don't see a man coming to you, you know. Well, I'm not going to have one to come to me
saying,
I want to marry you, but I don't want you to have my last name. Well, so why you want me to marry you?
I don't think any man will ever come to anybody like that. I want to marry you, but I don't want you to have my last name. I don't believe that.
Happening or slim to none, but the whole idea, the whole focus was the matter of love and what's in the name. Because it could just the same way we might say we don't see no woman coming and saying I don't want to have your last name. So we know there is a possibility that everything works both ways.
There's a lot more that goes on with the women not carrying the man's last name. Let's not say it will never happen, because there's a possibility that can happen. Absolutely. You can't rule anything out.
Hold on, Lavina.
We are back in business now. We do have some callers that have been holding, so we're just going to bring them on the air.
Bring them on.
We have Chicky Chickies back with us. We're also going to bring
back.
On Tia. We're going to bring on Tia, and we're going to bring on Dave.
Okay. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, Dave and Kia.
Hi, Kia.
Hello. Hey, Dave and Kia.
Have you guys heard the topic for this evening?
No.
Okay. Our first topic of the evening is how long do you think you should be in a relationship before a marriage proposal? What do you think is feasible?
A year and a half to me.
Okay, how about you, Dave?
I don't know. That's a tricky question because if you guys hit it off and, you know, there's things that are clicking. I mean, this can happen within a month, you know. Right. And
there you go.
But, you know, about a year, 2 years, I mean, you know, it all depends. But if you hit it off, I think it can happen right away. You know, it all depends on the individual. You know,
okay.
You can learn to love each other, you know?
Right. And we just want to know that everything is said on here tonight is everybody's own opinion. Everybody has an opinion. This is
everybody's own opinion. Yeah.
Bible. Nobody has a right or wrong answer. This is all everybody's individual opinion.
Exactly.
So, you know. With that said, our second topic is, do you think it's okay for a woman to propose to a man, Kia?
It's okay.
Okay.
All right, Kia.
Go ahead, Kia.
It's okay. Do you want that man? You love that man? You can propose to that man.
Exactly.
It's 2013. Yes, propose to that man.
Okay.
Can y'all please tell them the second part?
Do you think it's okay for a woman to propose to a man?
Take his last name when she do it, too.
That was my personal question. My question was Kia and Dave. Why is it that the woman always have to take the man's last name? Why come the man can't take the woman's last name?
I think it's a tradition. You never heard of a man taking a woman's last name.
I've never heard of it. I don't know. I'm just saying tradition. I've heard that,
you know, men take the woman take the man's last name, but I don't know nobody personally that took a man took a woman's name. Never.
I know a couple that did it.
Okay, I just don't know nobody. A guy that had never done that.
Yeah, because
know,
again,
woman,
it's not tradition, right? It's
not
right, tradition.
I don't know. I know women don't. You know, most women they're in professional, whatever, 30s, whatever. They don't take. They take the man's last name, but they don't carry it as far as like, you know, business wise.
Thank you.
You know, they keep their own last name because you know you never change it as far as most times. But you know, some women in that profession don't. Doctors, attorneys. A lot of people in my office get married. They don't take that husband's last name because you sold your business card. Don't say that. Your degree say that. Everything behind your name still say that name, but don't say your last name with the husband's last name. That's the reason why.
All right.
Preach.
Yeah, no, I said that was an excellent point.
Yeah, it was an excellent point.
I love that.
Because it is for business purposes. Right.
Yeah. Because if I get married, I'm not going to take my husband. I'm going to show it. You know, if you have a problem, like, yeah, you'll take my last name. But sometimes I don't say it's be hyphenated, but, you know, that's when I was with him. But it could be hyphenated. But some females, they prefer because they are been longstanding that's their last name. Everybody knows them as this. They get married. But I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I just never heard no band taking no. That's interesting.
Personally, I care less. My last name come from whatever plantation my great 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 grandmother was on.
That was on the plantation.
The plantation, wow.
I mean, really, you know, I mean, give me a...
Well, see, you know what's funny? Because people laugh at tradition, but nowadays in these modern-day marriages are more divorce rates than ever.
Yeah.
You're right about that. Yeah.
In our name, 90% of us ain't even our name, so I don't know.
You digging in the roots right now, so it's
I'm just really breaking it down, keeping it real.
But that's like the point. Do you remember, like, even you watch The Roots and you see Kunta Kinte, what they did was they stripped you of your name because it meant something.
Mm-hmm.
When you strip somebody of their name and you put a different name, it's just like the reason why you said this. I want to keep my business card the same because everybody know me as that. Because my degree said that. Because you built up that name, you don't want to take it away. So I understand that aspect. So what I'm saying is when you become married, the reason why you're becoming married is because, look, I no longer want to be to myself. I want to be with you.
You
want to
be
one
with another
person.
That's the
reason we're becoming married. Other than that, either some tax liabilities. Why are we getting married then? Are we going to throw away what marriage is a tradition. So why don't we just say don't get married then? Marriage is a tradition just like taking the last name is tradition.
Right.
Well, not
that's
that.
Why
I'm
saying a lot of females, what they do, they hold
excuse me. Hold on. Wait.
One at a time.
Excuse me.
Shelly.
Go ahead.
That's why I said a lot of females, they hold on to their maiden name and add their husband's name. I mean, you know, like their lives, again, is up to that individual. But I will wear my husband's last name.
Yes.
You know, whether it's a title, status, or whatever, I'm going to proudly wear my husband's last name.
I agree. I'm tradition. I am tradition. I'm grouped up. I'm taking my husband's last name.
Right.
Bam. Me too. I'm taking my husband's last name.
Now, Shelly. Shelly, you there?
Yes.
All right. I think Shelly was trying to say something as well.
My thing is, do you love each other unconditionally? I don't think a title, as far as you taking the last person, this is my opinion, folks. As to take the last name of your cousin or whatever, you guys should not love each other no less.
Your phone is breaking up terribly.
Your phone is breaking up really bad, Shelly.
Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you, but you're breaking up very bad.
Okay.
Take it off the speaker, Shelly.
Is it good now?
It's your phone. It's your service.
My thing was, can you hear me? Can everybody hear me?
No, No, you're breaking up, sweetie.
Yeah, you sound really
Okay, I sat down in my house. Can you hear me now?
I thought they discontinued Nokia phones.
Okay.
Let me stop.
I'm lost.
Okay, now we can hear you.
Can
now
everybody
you're not
hear
breaking
me
up. Okay, go ahead.
Everybody's good? I was just saying, everybody's opinion that I heard on this line, this is an excellent show. Keeping it real, it's a really, really good show. My thing was, it's just my opinion, it's just a status. I mean, you can love a person, you can be married, just like the whole ring thing. The whole ring thing, you can have a ring on and go to the club, or you cannot have your ring on. As long as you know that you are married and you are whole with that person, female or male, that shouldn't matter to me. But that's just my opinion.
I'm so sorry, y'all. If I take my ring off and go to the club, let me let you know right now, there's no, listen, right now, that is some, not your opinion, BS. Not their opinion. I'm saying right now, what would be the reason to take your ring off anyway?
She was just using that as an example.
Let me rephrase that. I'm confused. Is it different opinions about taking a last name? Or I'm just like,
it's a different opinion of taking the last name, but also a different opinion of do you love that person any less if you do not take the last
name? I was getting kind of confused about. So if you don't take his last name, you're it's less.
Do you love him any less?
I got it. Love is love. Love is love, regardless. If you're married or not. No. If you're married and you love that person, regardless of the fact that
I can't hear anything.
I can't hear nothing. I can't even break it up. I'm lost. I'm really lost.
So
someone was saying if you don't take his last name, you feel like you love him less if you don't take his last name?
No, I said, do you love him less
if you don't have his last name?
Okay, I was just lost.
That's all I was saying.
All right.
I was trying to grasp everything. I couldn't even understand. You know, I'm just trying to figure out what the love less part came in.
Yeah, I was trying to break it down for you.
Okay, break it down. I'm still lost. I'm trying to understand something. I'm like, you know.
We have the two topics, okay?
Okay, right.
You know, how long do you have to be in a relationship?
Right, and I answered that question. Right.
And then we had the question of, is it okay for a woman to propose to a man?
Right, that's it. Yes, that's it. Right.
Right, so then T came with a question, and T's question was, you know, why is it that the women have to take the men's last name?
Okay, I'll say the position, okay.
So then what Shelly was pretty much saying is that, you know, do you love the person any less if you do not take their last name? It was a question. Like, and then he gave another example about taking off the ring, which it was just an example, I believe. About taking off the ring.
It wasn't a point of taking off the ring. It was a point of if you don't have your ring on, you know you're married. I don't care where you go.
If
I get married, I'm not taking off my ring unless I have to, you know,
get it cleaned or something.
My question for that is, what will be a reason for you to take off your ring?
Right. I need to rephrase that.
Exactly.
I need to rephrase that. I don't mean take it off the ring. If you don't have a ring for some reason, hey, the ring got too big or whatever. As long as
you get a guard,
you love that person. You love that person. A ring is just a symbol.
That's it.
You know what it does? It blocks out the enemy.
You can go to the club with that ring on, and not one point can you tell me, ladies, that you're not going to get hit on because you have that ring on. I don't care what you wear on your finger.
See, I don't know because I'm a bad man, but
you will still get
give yourself a haircut. You don't see was a hair clap for that one.
Okay.
But some people respect
you. You will still get it on with that.
Some people still have that line of respect for people that do wear the ring.
That's right.
That is true.
Yes,
they do. But again, you're fighting tradition with modern day living.
And that's the problem. My thing is, we get. I ain't gonna say we no more because I kind of that. People get so caught up in the materialistic aspect of this whole marriage and relationship that the whole perfect union gets missing. I've seen women not marry a man because the screen size wasn't big enough. Or whatever the case may be. So now the thing begs to differ. Who you love? Do you love the ring?
I love the man.
Regardless if you have the ring on or not, you love the man.
And shame. So many couples and so much love is lost because. So the waiting room wasn't big enough, or
well, that's that modern day thing you got going on nowadays.
See, that's
why they got guards for them.
That's why I said the divorce rate is so much higher now because it's the modern day living. Oh well, I don't feel like being married anymore. Let's get a divorce.
Well, listen,
somebody got to stop with the papers and stuff.
Thank you. Dons and Divas, time is of essence. If anyone have any final say so, feel free to do so now.
Well, I know. My final say so is when you decide that you want to become one with someone, quit because you have made a spiritual connection with that person, and it's mind, body, and soul. Don't worry about the materialistic things that might come. But that being said, I'm engaged, and I'm taking that last name. And so that's what's hard.
I can't hear you.
Somebody in the background holding up the whole conversation.
I can understand what you were saying.
Yeah, that's who is it, Chicky?
No, that's not me. I'm listening, y'all. I'm like a tag team. I'm trying to see when I can get in. I can't get in.
What I was saying was, when it comes down to being in a relationship with someone and getting married, make sure that you make a spiritual connection with that person, which is mind, body, and soul, not the materialistic things that come later on, but make sure there's a higher connection that is between you and that person before you try and say, I do, to me. Now, when it comes down to taking the last name, I said, I'm engaged, and I'm taking the last name until death is part, and then I still might have it. Who knows?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's my opinion.
Right. Great one. Next.
This is Dave. I just wanted to add one thing. Marriage is a sacred event, and if we start watering down the things that we take sacred, what it's going to lead to is a mass of what we have today, which is divorce, high divorce rates, families breaking up, and things of that nature. You know, the spirit is going to try to come in at any interval that he can, so as to make these things seem like they don't really matter and that they don't really hold any water. But at the same time, I believe in traditions. I believe in what my foreparents did, and I believe that taking the last name is a sacred event. And the thing is, people may have different opinions, but taking that name means that there's a union between you and that person, and that means there's a submission between you and that person. And that means that you and that person can now leave your mother and father and become one as a union and a family. And that's basically what
I agree with that.
I agree with that too. That was well said.
That was well said.
Right.
Anyone else
have a
right?
You.
You are absolutely right, Dave, because that is tradition. I'm tradition. I look at the family members in my family that have been married for tradition compared to the ones now getting married after 9 months. They're already divorced now because, you know, they didn't keep their tradition and stuff like that. But you're absolutely right, Dave. Absolutely 100%. I agree with you on that one.
Me too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Angie.
Again, I want to thank everybody that supported the GQ Palace tonight, the Diva Squad. And thanks for having me as the guest host on tonight. And Dave actually said a lot that I was going to say as my final thought, you know. is that family unity is the solidarity of the union. Marriage is very sacred. It wasn't
Amen.
Intended for divorce. So,
right.
And again, everybody's opinion is their own thing, but just know what you're getting into in the beginning. You know, just know everybody has to be on the same page when it comes to this. So
yeah.
If you're not ready, don't do it. Don't do it. If you're not ready, don't do it. That's it.
There you go.
Diva, can you say that one part again, that marriage is not meant to be what?
Marriage wasn't meant for divorce.
Okay, there you go.
I agree with that.
Only because I was just talking about that actually at my job today, about being married and the divorce rate being so high right now with society being the way it is. And this one lady tried to tell me that, you know, because she was married for like 10, 15 years, that, you know, she decided, okay, I'm done. I don't want to be with him. I'm done, you know. And I understood because it's her life and it's her decision. But then she tried to tell me, you know, what person do you know nowadays been married more than 25 years? And has to.
Wow.
So wow. I was going to mention it, but we were having some kind of difficulties and stuff. But that's why I asked Angie to repeat that one more time, because I did tell her to listen in tonight because it was going to be a great show. So
mm-hmm.
I hope she listened.
I hope
so,
too.
Okay. Dons and Divas, I want to thank my special guest host tonight, Lavina Polite and Angie Smith. Thank you, Diva, so very much.
So much, T.
I want Rachel to know that I want Rachel to know that I did miss her tonight, but she was still here.
So be represented.
And the Divas, they held you back, and they held my back. And I just want to say thank you, ladies, again. I want to give thanks to all the callers, listeners, most of all the man up above. Tune in next week, same time, same place. We have 9 shows with 11 different hosts. Immediately following this show will be Fallout Comedy by Chicky Chick from 9 to 10. Thursdays, Reality and Relationships from 8 to 10 with your host, KL, and his lovely wife, Tiffany Belvin. Friday, Love and Entertainment from 6 to 9 with your host, and our very own CEO, Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, with the host, Lavina Polite. Immediately following her will be Messenger of Light from 9 to 10 with the host, Eric Bendros. Monday shows are strictly adults only. No little bitty kids. Adults only. Okay. First show is Love, Life, and Loyalty from 7 to 9 with your host, Steph Dallas. Immediately following his show is Speaking Out My Point of View from 9 to 10, Dr. Feelgood. Tuesdays, GPS Sports, 8 to 10 with the Mayor. And, of course, Wednesdays, Love Fantasy, 7 to 9 with your host, myself, and Rachel. I want to wish everyone a rest of a blessed week. Take care and keep it positive and make it happen. We out of here. Stay tuned for the next episode of Fall Out Comedy. We'll be right back.
Yeah, once again, baby, we are back. We are back right here. All our Comedy Wednesdays, it's your boy, Chick the Comedian. I'm live right now at my job, 175 Prospect Street in East Orange, man, the Executive House. This is where I make my living at, y'all. And it is having me today. I came in for a do a double because I needed some extra money. Plus, I got a big show coming up this Friday. This Friday, we got the Flamboyant Manor in North on Verona Avenue. Me, my man, Ace the Comedian. And we got Miss Carmen coming back out. You know, she did and dabble in the comedy, but we were sure to hold it down for the motorcycle crew. Big shout out to No Surrender, No Retreat. My man, Pachanga, he got me the gig and everything. But yo, y'all know how I start off my show every week, my little monologue. And if my monologue changed a little bit because if you want to just listen to the last show, you know, Rachel and T have love and relationships. And the thing about the show was they were talking about marriage, man, and the sanctity of marriage and how everything is changing right now. You know, I got a little serious about my views, but sometimes we got to get funny with it. So we can get funny with it now. It's crazy how now we live in a society where the woman wants the man to take a back seat. As soon as you take a back seat, what they call it? Dog. You can't hold the house down. You ain't a man. That's one of the things you hate to say. You heard a woman say, you ain't a man. And you know how it starts, man? Men, we need to start standing up for everything, man. We got to make sure that breakfast is on the table. We got to make sure them dishes is washed. We got to make sure that them kids' homework is done. Nah, I'm just bugging out with y'all. That's a total family commitment. But y'all understand what I'm saying. There's things for a man to do. There's things for a woman to do, man. There's a thing that we got to be able to hold our whole house down. You can't be doing certain things. Like, if you walk in the house, man, and you see your girl with her feet up, she watching SportsCenter, drinking on the brew, and I got the apron on, vacuuming the floor, and dusting the TV, that's not a thing that looks right. It ain't about tradition. It's about imagery. It's the same way. Man was created first and then a woman. We can't help it, baby. We can't help what God decided to do just because you're trying to get a little consciousness of self. And you know what it is? We live in a society also where the women are being promoted in the black community. Right now, what you got, your man? He's a garbage man. Or your man, he might be a doorman like myself. But what happens? The woman get a corporate job, and she's ready to take care of her family. And what happened is she got the imagery all around her that tells her, yo, we can run the world. What Beyonce say? Who run the world, girl, girl? Who run the world, girl, girl? Why would you want a woman running the world? She deals with too much emotions to run the world. She can't even get her head straight. This thing she's going through. She got to take a week off sometimes because she got a period. She's dealing with all types of chemicals and imbalances going on. That's what we got to do, man. We got to stand up and take our household, man. Like I said, this is your boy, Chick the Comedian, on Fall Out Radio. Fall Out Comedy every Wednesday. Right now, why am I feeling so serious? Why am I feeling so trapped behind? I'm going to tell you why. Because I have a wife, man, who feels though she run everything. See, while I was gone 7.5 years, my wife held it down. She did everything for the family. She took my kids to school. You know what I mean? She had 2 jobs, got a car, got her life together, went past her education. So the brother came home and tried to be a man, step up and do all the things he could do. What's the first thing she said? Oh, you think you just going to come out all of a sudden and going to be running everything? He's running everything. I said, hey, that's what I thought I want you to do. What, you want me to go back in jail? You want to continue running everything? You really want a man that's a sucker? Come on, people. Come on. We need men to be more stand-up people in our households. We need more comedians to laugh at this stuff that y'all do. Because that's what I do. I laugh at it. Every time I see my wife, acting like she won everything, No, baby, I do this. I don't care if I only make $12 an hour, you make 23. I still win this. It ain't about how much money you make. Shoot, I'm getting some of that cash anyway. Ha-ha. Spend it. You should know anyway, you know what I mean? But for real, I'm loving the conversation that we had. But yo, remember, it's Fall Out Comedy Wednesdays. I'm right here at my job. It's live, the door, man. Make sure y'all look out for the DVD, too. We're putting it right now. I tell jokes for a living, man. Hashtag, make sure you follow me. I'm not just a doorman. That's why we doing my show live right now tonight. in the building. So right now, look, I got all people coming through. I just had the Domino's man come in. He trying to drop off pizza. I got people looking at me crazy like I ain't doing my job. Like, I'm not supposed to be talking on the radio. You supposed to be doing other things because I'm supposed to be doing things for you. I'm just a doorman. I work for the company. I don't work for you. I don't work for you. You going to tell me? Tell my boss. Tell my boss. I don't care what you tell him. No, I don't want you to tell my boss. I don't want to tell my boss. I need my job. Because comedy don't pay that much, baby. It don't pay that much. Comedy don't give you the health insurance. Comedy don't give you the 401k plan, baby, unless you Kevin Hart, and I ain't Kevin Hart yet. But I am Chip the Comedian. This is Fall Out Radio right now. Fall Out Comedy every Wednesday, 9 to 10. Make sure y'all call the number, 646-200-3838. I need some callers online. What we're going to do right now, I'm trying to get my head straight because I'm still messed up off this marriage thing. So once you come back, well, I need some calls. Let me know how they hold down their marriage. And how you would never take the last name of a female. Right now, we're about to play a song. My man Richie is on the 1 or 2. Make sure you spend time for us. We'll be right back. GQ Powers Radio, blogtalkradio.com. Make sure you follow your boy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Chip the Comedian. We're doing this live. We're doing this big right here now. I guess I'm still on the radio wave because I guess we didn't get to play a song right now. But right now, we're going to continue keep it flowing. We're going to keep it going, man. Right now, y'all, I'm bugging out. I had a show last night, everybody. I had a show last night out in Union City. My man Q Brooks, if y'all know him, it's Quintel Brooks on Facebook. It's Q Bizzle on Instagram. So he called me out. He said, yo, Chick, man, word is on. I need you to come out here, man. It was a good life. Restaurant and Lounge. I'm like, yo, it sounds like a big name. Union City. That's where all the money at. I said, I'm about to come out to this show. So I'm in the mirror. I'm like, babe, do you think I should throw on this or should I throw on that? He's like, babe, no, save that for the Friday show and you can wear that Wednesday show because it's laid back. So you know I have my regular jeans on. You know how everybody knows the comedian. I wear my button-ups. I wear my tie. I unloosen up the tie, unloosen up the button-ups just so I can have fun. So now, I'm glad I didn't wear the good stuff. Because if I would have worn the good stuff, it would have been wasted. First of all, I go out to Union City. Union City, you can't park nowhere, people. I'm trying to find a park. I'm already late for the show because I'm thinking, right now, I need to get to the show. They might want me to go first. I might miss my turn. You never know. Union City, the Good Life Restaurant and Lounge. Sound like a big name. Sound like a big spot. So I find me a spot, and I'm walking up the street, and I'm feeling all good. I'm going through the comedy in my head. I'm going through the different jokes I need to hit off on the spot. Making sure I make the people laugh, making sure I do what I do, tell jokes for a living. Man, I walk up to the spot, man. We need to stop the music right now, because y'all got to understand how many people was in the spot. We had the host. We had the bartender. We had the cook. And we had the little midget guy at security. Clap it up for that. Clap it up for that, people. I don't know what's going on right now. Did we lose transmission right now, baby? Somebody let me know I'm out here on Radio Land because I don't even know if I'm lost right now with everybody. Let me know, son. Let me get a clap, son. Give me something. Yes. Yes. I feel so good. I feel so good. Because that's enough. I got like a whole lobby full of people that's looking at me like I'm crazy, so they think I'm just talking to myself. So I don't know what's going on right now. So I need to call on the line. Because right now, they probably thinking I'm imagining. I'm glad I got the class. I'm glad I got the last. Because right now, they're looking at me like, this ain't all the big show that you were talking about. I thought you had all these viewers that be logging into your site. I thought you had all these people calling in. Right now, y'all make me look like I'm a liar. My man, Richie, I know you out there in the 1 or 2. Give me somebody to talk to. Give me somebody to say something to. Because right now, I need to prove to my audience that Fallout Comedy Wednesday is where exactly where it's supposed to be. 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you're on the line. What's going on right now?
What's up, Chicky?
Hey, you saved
hey,
me.
Hey.
Say what's up to all the people. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? Don't nobody want to talk to us, Chicky.
They say hi. Hey, look, you know what it is? Let me know. Let me just tell you what it is. What happened is this. You got a whole bunch of haters right now. She got all but hated. And I'm gonna
tell
you what it is. If they listen to it right now, look, I'm not saying necessarily hating on me. I'm not necessarily saying hating on the self. I'm just saying hating on life in general. But right now, like I said, look, it may sound funny, it may sound unbelievable. See, you see me. I got a little crew that I rock with, man. You know, we got a little comedy going on. Big shout out to my man Jonathan Martin. Big shout out to my man Hot Baby Boy Oliver. Big shout out to my man Samal Phelps, Chris Thomas, Comedian Ray, Miss Karma. I can keep going on and on, but you know what? They got to get there just like I got to get mine. I told everybody before, they say, hey, what host, what people you going to have on your show? What type of comedians? You know what? I always knew this, and I needed to build up my brand. Because what happens right now is just like being on the block, T. You know how it is on the block in the wintertime? Nobody want to be out there because it's so cold.
Exactly.
Right? They don't want to be out there putting the grind in. But when the summertime come off, they see me pull out the tank top, block is bumping, not everybody want to be a part of it. So right now, I'm going to remember everybody out there. When you want to come on my show, I ain't going to let you come on till 9:30. You can't come on in the beginning, but you come on at 9:30. Because I need people listening. But like I said, that's even real. I can't put them on punishment too long. But right now, man, at my job, the funny thing is, see, man, I got this big thing coming up Friday. I try to tell everybody, so I had to switch shifts, man. So I just got off of work 8 o'clock this morning, went home, slept for like 2 hours, argued with my wife for 2 hours, sat on the phone for 2 hours, beat the shit out of my dog for 2 hours, and then I had to...
You did a lot in 2 hours.
Yo, listen, no, this is the 8 hours you're supposed to sleep. That's what happened. Two, broken up with 2 hours of sleep. I never get no sleep at home, see? I got my dog, right, man? And then, like, I don't know, maybe I need to go see a therapist or something. I think of that, you know how they say the little kids, they be choking dogs when they little and they grow up to be, whatever. I'm grown, and I'm choking dogs. So I don't know what that means. But the dog, you know, he gets sick. And sometimes it be my fault because I get mad at the dog because he don't want to play with me. Because I done choked him enough already. And now I'm mad that he don't want to play with me.
Well, that's just like a kid. You keep choking a kid, they're not going to want to play with you either.
No, he grown. My dog's 7 years old. So 7 times 7, he's 49 years old.
I
he too strong to act like that.
You're mistreating him. You're abusive.
Hold up. That was just jokes, people. Anybody else from Peter listening in right now, that was just jokes. I do not choke my dog. I do not choke my dog. I see what y'all did to Michael Vick, and I was no part of that life.
Y'all, watch your mouth.
Listen. Yo, T, that's another thing that we talked about. Listen, this is real, real. When I do the comedy thing, yo, we live in a society now where a lot of things are not being accepted. Listen, I understand a dog that need to be treated like that, but some of these dogs got more rights than black people I know in the ghetto.
Some of them got more sense than adults. I mean, human beings, for real, for real.
When the last time you opened up the Daily News and seen a black girl or a black little boy missing? But you open up that paper, it's like 17 dogs somebody can't find. Right now, we're looking for Toto. He's in Mass out of Kansas. Last time I seen Toto, it was a tornado. That's a movie.
Oh.
I'm looking for Toto.
Oh,
last time
God.
He was in Kansas, the last time I seen Toto. Oh, man. Taking it from the last show that we had, T, listen, I respect everybody's point of view, but listen, I always tell everybody, we always live in a society where everybody say, that's my opinion, don't judge me, that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, if I was to say Halle Berry was ugly, right, that's my opinion, that's a bad opinion.
Right, because you know it's not true.
See, we know, you can stick your opinion out there. Listen, T, listen, I'm a man. I'm a stand-up guy. There's no way the conversation even comes up for me to say, first of all, if a woman got on her knees before I did it, I feel as though there's something wrong because me as a man, I wasn't even really recognized that it was time for me to propose to her.
Right.
She just broke down. I can see if I just met her and, it was 2 weeks later, she get down on her knee and like, I'll marry you. I'm like, yo, shorty, you need to get up. We have McDonald's right now. I can't even decide what I want on the dollar menu, let alone if I want to get married. You know, on the dollar, they got the
fee. You got a valid point.
They got the fajitas. They got the little bacon Swiss burger for $1. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. Look, I just had some real live people come in right now on my radio show. This is Chick right now, Fallout Comedy. What's your name? Let's take your name. You on the radio show. You don't want to say nothing?
I'm going to my mother's house.
That is so crazy.
No.
Yo, I got time for your mother, too. Listen, we just had some real live interaction on my radio show, see? You hear him right now?
Yeah, I hear him laughing at you.
Okay, she, little tongue with me. She, oh, my God. Why no? She can't even whisper with it. Let's see, we got to promote, since we ain't got no callers right now, we got to promote my show. Like I'm saying, anybody that's out there listening, yo, you can catch me Friday night. I'm at the Flamboyant Manor right there on Verona Avenue in North. We bringing the funny, me, Ace Comedian, and Miss Karma. Yo, it's going to be crazy. You got to see this girl, Miss Karma. T, you got to see it, man.
I wish I could make it. Yo, if I was going to be here, I'd definitely be
I'm
there.
I'm just saying, like, she's a real strong girl, man. You know what? The best comedians always be the one that go through something in their lives, man. And I give a lot of shout-outs. You know what I mean? She has herself like an open book. She don't try to mask herself. She ain't one of these people with some long-ass eyelashes and thinking that she all that, man. She's just a mother who tells jokes, man. You got to respect that. Give it, clap it up for that, man. Clap it up.
Yes. That's what's up.
That's what we're doing, man. I love the opportunities that we're getting, man. But, yo, as the time keep going on, and I would keep telling people, see, I say, listen, man, I want you to call into the show. I really got something big going on, man. And then it is what it is. And I still feel good because we get to sit up there and tell jokes all day. This is what I do. And I ain't even getting paid for it. That's the whole thing. That's the love about the whole thing, man.
Exactly.
You got people out there showing so much love to everybody, man. And we gotta keep it comedy. I get political sometimes. Like now, I march with the best of them. I put the rights up with them. But right now, like, yo, I really got that thing on my mind about the last show. It was really, but big shout out to Shelly, too. If you listen, Shelly, yo, I respect what you're saying, Shelly. But, yo, Shelly, you got to listen to what you're saying. Like, everything you were saying was like, you were just taking the balls. You just cut the balls. Then you cut the other balls. Then you cut my fingers where I make the money. Like, you was cutting off everything that make a man feel masculine. And I just like, wow, yo. Because, look, yo, we can use it on every subject. As long as we know we love each other, we can do. So that means, like, as long as we know we love each other, we can cheat because we're coming back home to each other because we love each other more. Long as we love each other, I can take my ring off. You know, like, what would be the certain things that you do? Right now, T, let me just tell you, if my wife is listening, she need to press one because she can validate this. Let me come in the house without the ring on my hand.
I know, that's right.
First of all, I can say, I don't care if I just got locked up and they said take the ring off. I don't care if I was just hitting a tornado and me and Toto was spinning around and the tornado came off. I better come in the house with that ring on my finger.
Somewhere.
And that finger better not be slippery. It better have the same moistness as every other finger. You know, my wife, I come home, she got my finger. Why your finger got my baby? Why your finger feels slippery? What the hell is you talking about, babe? She just came out of nowhere today. It was like this, so have you talked to Naima? I'm like, Naima, who I used to go with before you? Like, yeah, have you talked to her? I'm like, what? I come out of nowhere, shit, man. Nowhere. Yo, it's all my fault, man, because it's all my fault, man, because I put things in the situation it is, man. Now that's what happens when you're trying to live right. You can't escape your wrong sometimes. I tell my wife, I say, she don't know who I am. Rachel don't know. My comedian world don't know. All these people don't know who I used to be. You still hold on to it because I still know that it's all up in your ass. I still know you ain't shit. They don't know. See? But I'm good. See, I'm a good wife, because I ain't even going to tell him.
Well, your past is your past, you know. And I'm not going to judge. It's not up to me to judge in no way. So do you? You know, hey, that's a personal situation.
Yeah. And that's why I said, then, like, keep everything personal. But sometimes it's good to share. Sometimes it's good to say something. It's good to get another person's opinion. Let me know.
Yeah.
I'm not just crazy. Yeah, you might be like that. Do you really think what's going on? I said, do you really think what's going on? I don't think that you think everything is right. I said, why do you want to put on big boy pants? How you gonna get a good pink? You know what my wife say?
What?
Soon as a situation come with the big boy pants you need to put on, she wanna take them off and throw them on my side of the day. I said, nah, wear them now. Wear them now. Wear them now. You got them all dirty and shit. My pants are cut. I like how my pants are shit. Oh, you damn. You got my summer leaves and watermelon cucumber lotion. I don't want the pants back now. But, T, take it out, T, take it out. We got to do some real live doorman stuff. I got somebody responding to the book. You want to say your name? My radio show, Fallout Comedy, every Wednesday, it's your boy, Chick, the comedian. She said, no. But right now, I got a call in for something. But look, y'all about to see me do my duties right now. Check it out. Watch this. Watch how professional I sound on the phone, calling a resident. I got a zero. See, being as a doorman, you just can't let nobody up. It's not top flight security, though, because if somebody smacked me, I'm going to say, why you smack me? Just go upstairs. You ain't have to smack me. You could just went upstairs. Hello. Hello, Miss Muhammad. Do you have a visitor? Okay. Yes, we just got verification for this tenant to go upstairs, so I'm letting her go upstairs. Now you can go upstairs. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I think I got some things going on. Somebody going down in the basement. Some truck. Somebody trying to show a truck. Well, let me go out here. This is real about comedy right now. I'm just doing my damn stuff. I'm running. So I think it's time to leak down. Something going down for a reason. You got a tow truck. I wish I could see this. I can see this, baby. I'm really running out here for this tow truck. I can see me running.
What's going on? I hear you running.
I hear it, right? I'm trying to see what's going on.
Oh, my. OMG. Are you serious?
Hold on. Yeah, I'm real serious. It's all tow truck out here. Yeah, really. Y'all trying to somebody's car here? Who is the resident?
No.
Who is it? You hear me right now? I'm top flight doorman right now. Top flight. Hey, yo, this is my stripper, people. Do y'all hear on the background? This is my stripper right now, baby. This is a doorman right now. We're in action. I'm running out of breath right now. I had to run to the back. They're trying to take the car. Right now. This is real live comedy. This is, you can't fake this. Hold up, I got people in the front. They're trying to go upstairs without signing the book. This is real live comedy right now. Chick the comedian, fast girl, man. Right now, every y'all doing a show, Fallout Comedy Wednesday. I still got somebody at the desk. I have to say something outside. See, she just seen it too. I'm not crazy. I'm not just crazy. Hold up. Gotta catch my breath, y'all. Catch my breath. What we're gonna do right now, we're gonna try to collect my thoughts. See, we're gonna collect my thoughts. We said we're back in motion right now, so I said things before. You might be listening saying he don't really got his radio show. But right now, my man Richie about to take us into a little song right now, so I get my motions back together. Chick the comedian right here on GQ Palace Radio, Fallout Comedy Wednesdays with your boy Chick the Chick. Make sure y'all tune back in. Call the number 646-238-38. Press 1 so we get some callers. That's what I'm talking about. Play that song, Richie!
Mic check 1 2 1 2. Cup. Alright, cup. Come on, cup. All the ladies in the club. If you wanna go home with G-Ball, do it like show a little skin if you wanna get ghost. Back it up real close if you wanna get ghost. Come on, take another shot. Yeah, baby, have a toast. Time to get it in. Let's drink, let's smoke. Co-fam. Yeah, I like the way you're doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. I seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song and get up what you want and get ghost.
right, we could disappear. Tell you all the freaky things that you wanna hear. I'm all up in your ear, trying to get up in your head. We can skip the club and go jump up in my bed. She said, slow down, why you in a rush? She wanna grind, homie, but I really wanna touch. It really ain't enough, mommy made me wanna get it in. All night, private party room 310. She amazing, but I ain't got patience. Shorty got style, and she hot like Cajun. Blazing fly, first name Raven. 36, 24, black and Asian. All black in the VIP. Fitted cap so low, you can't see ID. What's that big game? You don't know about me. I got the keys to the handcuffs, wanna be free? Now let's ride. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get go. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get go. Got me going off my sex drive. Let's get go. I've seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get go. Cause all the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the stall and get up, but she ballin' and kick go. This ain't a pop song, this a hot song. Grown women who ain't shy, gon' show your thong. Get loose, great goose, sure to do the job. She let me grab it ass off like a cotton swab. I feel good, yes sir, it's Friday. G'd up, rockin' down a la Sante. Drink a shot straight, no chaser. I'm your girl's choice, I don't chase her. But she feeling me and really see why you in the club with your girl steady grilling me. Definition of a Mac, grade A, the epitome. I'm here for a while, so you haters can't get rid of me. Yeah, 3 in the morning and I'm ready to go. Feeling freaky, so she dropping it low. Two-stepping with a bottle of Moe. Let's do a trick like Houdini, baby, let's get ghost. What a smoke, yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off my sex drive. Let's get ghost. Sing it up, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the stall and get up with your ball and kick. Yes, I'm the man, understand. She take it all off without the grams in my hand. But you gotta pay. I label you a trick. What you missing is the game. Me, I'm real slick. Take notes, write it down before I bounce. I play smooth, go hard when it counts. Dig that, hit it, gotta come it back. Reverse, it's hard not to get attached. True facts, got a girlfriend with her. Tag team, please follow me like Twitter. Go get her, dime piece, gorilla. Flow spitter, fire freaks, smoke liquor. I got the combination for the time of your life. Right. All you gotta do is hop aside for the night. Baby whispered in my ear that she ride like a bike. But I need to feel the truth. Wanna talk into my mic? 1, 2. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get go. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get go. Got me going off my sex drive. Let's get go. Seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get go. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the stall and get up with your ball and get go.
Yeah. Once again, DAMG, baby. Coach Fan. Serious.
Yeah. People, we back. Take a comedian. All our comedy Wednesdays. We right here live at my job. That's right. I'm a boss at nighttime. I'm not a boss in the daytime because I might get fired. But there's no one here right now to really interfere with what's going on the radio. So, yo, we need to be calling at 646-238-38. Press 1 when you want to get in line. Hey, I'm sitting here bugging out right now with my girl T. You still in line?
Yes, I am.
Yo, it's so crazy. You know, when it goes to show you about commitment. You know, you go back and you've been like, hey, I can't make the show today. I'm working. Or, you know, T could be like, you know what, I got something else to do. I'm not calling in the chick comedian show. Because really, I'm really like the star of that show. And if I don't call in, his show doesn't even perform. So right now, I'm going to be like everybody else I ain't calling in. But T ain't do that. T sacrificed herself. She's higher in the radio world than me. She's all the way up there. And she said, so what, I'm all the way up there. I'm going to take his last name and go on his show. That's what she said she's going to do. He was like, I'll take his advantage, I'll take my husband's last name. And you know, husband's a crackhead. He just started talking about, like, I don't even know as being a crackhead, right? So inside the house, that's a last name. So inside the house, I respect that, but. And see, look, it gets funnier and funnier. Like every time you try to, you try to analyze the situation and make you do it, you go like this, baby. If you really love me, why don't you just submit and let me just have my what? I said, think about this. Let's think about this. So that means that when we have kids, the kids get your last name. Wait. Look, we need to analyze that, T. Now, mind you, we live in a society, look, like, we talk about, like, I make jokes about my, I've not known my father. I, like, kind of know dude, like, I know who they say my father is. I look at him, T, I say, yo, I told him one day, I say, bad man, I really want to go on Maury with you, but I don't want the world to find out. So I'm like, Dad, I'm like 6'2", you 5'7", I'm slim, your body is retarded, and I just don't see this resemblance. But you know, I said, nah, that's my dad. You know, even though he wasn't around for me, I'm being around for him. But
yeah,
I didn't
because he have a different body frame don't mean he ain't your daddy.
Hey, man, listen. I don't know. They don't make him like this. Like, some of these stuff get passed down. Some of these stuff get passed down. I seen my daddy pissed. I said, no, that's not my daddy. Mm. I seen my father pissed. I said, no. That's not my daddy.
Oh, my God. No, you did.
I be sitting around wondering. I asked my dad, I said, yo, can you keep it real with me, Dad? He said, what? I said, why did my mother let you hit it? Like, because she's not around to answer the question. I want to know. Like, was you rolling money? Like, was you like that dude in high school? Like, what made my mother want to get with you? That's my father. I didn't get it. You understand me?
Oh, my God.
So what I meant was, so I got my mother last name, and that's who I carry. But if I had a strong father, there would be no way. It's just like when I was in the emergency room, when I was in the hospital room, and my daughter came out. And everybody know how I go. It don't look like how I look at TV. They just hand you a clean baby. No, it's not the baby. But rinse the baby off. It's the type of solution. And, you know, they let you hold the baby. And
right.
If you're the doctor, if you're the father, the birth certificate, you know, the paperwork. They don't even hand it to the mother because they give you that much respect as you being a man. And what happens is, how would you feel when you're actually filling out and you're writing her last name? That has to be all masculinity out of the ocean. That's what we do right now. And the matter of men, if you agree with what Shelly said and what all these women say, we got to just change it around right now. We about to sell two religions for men. You're comfortable in your manhood, like can't you really ask you that? Like, baby, look, we know we love each other. Nobody has to question our union. When we go out, let me put your hand in my back pocket. It's not even tradition. Like, everybody, everything is tradition. Everything you do will be tradition. That's why I'm saying like this. Why do we fight for that tradition? Tradition turns into things that have to happen. The reason why when they made the traffic lights, they made it because people was running their cars into each other. Did you say, oh, let's just turn away the traffic light because it's tradition? You don't want some things just running smoothly. Right, T? Am I wrong with that thing?
You're right.
You're
right. You're right. Oh, my God.
T, also think about this. Name one culture. Now, we ain't even talking about religion. Name one culture that doesn't have a marital ceremony. Everybody has some type of ceremony where two people become a union and bonded. You can't find one ritual where the woman is more masculine. Mind you, if we was in another country, y'all wouldn't be able to say shit.
True.
You got countries where you're not getting to say shit. Like, you put your veil on, don't say shit.
Just get married and keep it moving.
I told my wife, I looked at my wife, I said, you lucky we live in East Orange, New Jersey, because if we live in Afghanistan, I'll be whooping your ass and you couldn't say shit. You know how lucky you is.
Or you'll be having two or three wives.
Yeah, you know how lucky you is. You lucky. See that you're not the chick, the comedian. If you're not like to Istanbul, Ahmad Abdin.
Oh, man.
And not even, it's not even like, because you know, there's really like two main
there's two main religions in the world. You know, you have Christianity, you have Islam. You have the different forms and different branches. We're the only society where everything is coming up. Like I told y'all before, I talk to you. Listen, I love gay people. If we can play I'm Coming Out, if we can play We Are the Sunshine or whatever song you want to, we live in a society where everybody's conforming for the wrong reason. President Obama ain't get up there and say, I accept gay marriage because that's how he feel. He got up there because he don't want to leave the White House. That's not how that man feels.
Oh,
they
man.
Don't teach him that in his church.
Oh, well,
they don't teach him that in their church. This is why I have my own radio show, because right now I can say what they can't say on 107.5. I can say what they can't say on 98.7. You can't fire a person that ain't getting, they ain't never got hired. I ain't starting to pay for it. I'm on the internet. Turn your computer off if you don't want to hear me. But I love my people. I'm not homophobic. I'm not homophobic, but at the same time, I'm not gonna lay down with a gay man.
Who we?
Who we? I tell you, T. He might poke me.
Oh, he gonna poke you.
Oh, yeah.
He gonna do the hokey pokey on your way.
See, I got listen. I told you, I just escaped because I got a fatty. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said, I looked at my daddy. My daddy got a flat ass. I said, you're not my daddy. My mother had a flat ass. You got a flat ass. I got a fatty. That means that there's a dude walking around with a fatty who might be my father. Let me get some calls come in. If you're about 45 to 50 years, if you're about 55, wait, what is the age? If you're about 48 to 55 years old, 6'2 with a fat ass, and you're from North New Jersey, call him right now to see if you're my father. Call him at 646-238-38. Test one, you might be my father. Right now, I'm looking for my father.
Oh, my God.
Because my mother had a fat ass, my father got a fat ass, and there's no way that he's my father. If I got a pet. Right now, this is Fall Out Comedy Wednesdays with your boy, Chick the Comedian, man. I tell you, I don't usually be at work at this time, but I couldn't turn my radio show off.
Oh,
so listen, turn it off, man. I don't know. Richie, you got any calls on the line? Richie! Yo, I'm getting text right now. They're saying the live is on. Oh. You know what, though? You know what?
What?
I will not let a devil win. I ain't gonna let the devil win. No. You know what the devil does? The devil's trying to make me mad. So right now I'm gonna be never would have made it. Let's go. Never could have made it without you.
Oh my, don't you be. Listen, you get struck alone. I ain't getting struck with your ass on here.
Hey, God loves me. God loves me. He loves me too.
Oh.
But you know what? I was given a gift. Like I told you last week, my calling is my gift. It is without repentance. It is without repentance. Ooh. This is what I do. Fall Out Comedy Wednesdays. I told you, I'm not usually at my job. I'm at my job now. But you know, he said, look, the lines are all fine. Mine's just bloody. Anything I'm not going to do.
They laughing at you, too.
I'm going to break it down right now. Only thing you need to do is look at your touchpad. Some of you might have Android phones. You might understand how to do this. You can press the 1 button. Go to your home screen. Press the 1 button.
Oh, man.
Somebody's going to come on the line. They're going to be like this. He's going to be a guy who sounds like this. Hello. Welcome to Deep Blue College Radio. Who drives on the line? Or you're going to hear that sophisticated like this.
Hello. Welcome to GQ Palace Radio. Who is this on calling?
So, depending on who you is, you might get a good thing. So, right now, we're going to have somebody good online. But we need somebody online. We need somebody with a press one. We need you to restock right now.
Oh,
I am not asking. I am not passing around the collection, please. I am not asking you to feed my family. I'm asking you to press one and let your voice be heard. On the Fall Out Comedy Wednesday. I just got another text. I got another line that says, Chick, you might have to negotiate your contract because this shit is whack. No, that's not. That's in my letter post. That wasn't for me. Not my man, Richie! Hey, listen. I tell y'all, every time I hear that laugh, it'll make you feel so good, man. It makes you feel so good, yo. If y'all don't know, that laugh was actually recorded during one of my shows. Actually, no, I'm lying. Come on. That was not on last week's show. If you listen to that laugh again, somebody did that for real. You try to throw it and they said, really a good laugh. Why don't you listen to my girl? You heard him like that? That's a really laugh right there.
Oh, snap.
Hey.
Oh.
That's one of them laughs, right? You was eating at the show, you had a burger and you dropped it. Like, oh my God, he made me drop my burger. I ain't mad. Hey, it was real live. Let me tell you, I was doing a show last night, man. I was with my man, Q Brooks, right? Big shout out to Q Brooks. He got a call from Tina Graham. I don't know if y'all know who Tina Graham is, but she did everything with Mike Epps. Cedric Entertainment, only comedian, he got a call. He got a personal call from her saying that she wanted him to be on her show, which is at Allure this Saturday, man. I feel so big for him. Is it next week? It might be the 27th, but I know it was real big. So we have to do a show. We're doing a show together, and I walk in. It's really a karaoke comedy show. There is three people there, two Chinese people and one white guy drinking a Bud Light. The comedy show in Union City.
Oh, man. What did you do?
Hey, I did what I had to do. And this is the good thing about it. I got up there. First, it was time to look. So I sung a Michael Jackson song. I sung an R. Kelly song. R. Kelly and Michael Jackson, I could do their song so good. Can't sing Jennifer Lopez song or a Diana Ross song, but I can sing Michael Jackson and R. Kelly real good. But this is how everything comes back to you, because you just never know who's there. Even though there's two Chinese guys and one guy drinking the Bud Light, I still perform. And you know what happened afterwards? This is a real story. Afterwards, the one white guy that was drinking the Bud Light, guess who he was? He was one of the finalists for Comedy Central Best Comedy Show. He has a comedy show that's coming on. It's Comedy Central. He's one of the finalists. He gives me his card. He said, listen, I love your professionalism. You did not let only three people in the audience stop you from doing your thing. I'm going to give you a call. I want to do something with you, man. So give a clap up for that, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man.
They mad for that.
Yeah. You know what they just said? They said, that's some bull. They said, that's some bull. You just said, you just made that up. That's some bull. What's the chance of three people, two Chinese and one drinking a Bud Light, but that's some bird. You just
denying
me your idiot stuff. That's some bird.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But see, we can keep going on and on, man, because this is a good thing about the radio show, man. You have no format. I was in church Sunday, and yes, people, I do go to church. I was in church Sunday, right? And I was bringing the word Sunday. I preached Sunday. And, you know, please, for real, please, stop laughing. So look, we were talking about how you go to church and you just don't know the format. Like, you know, if you're saying that you're in church, right, and everything's going to be going as God, how could you say there's a format? There ain't supposed to be a format. Anything can happen, just like on the radio show. We sitting right here. It's right here telling me on the teleprompter that the lines are flooded. We just need people to press one to call in. But you know what? They're intimidated. They're intimidated by one of the best comedians in the tri-state. I don't know what's going on.
Wow. Yeah, you damn good, because I seen and heard you in person. Whew, did I?
Yeah, you know. But you know, that's the thing. It'd be them days you rock in. I've been the days where it'd be 3 people. The next thing you know, it'd be 500 people.
So right.
Session. And that's what we're doing on the line today. She might as well be known as the co-host on the show, because she holds me down. I don't know where would I be without her, because I just be talking to space. It's kind of lonely out here in the real world. I'm looking at my phone. Somebody come through the phone. Somebody call the phone. I'm over here. I'm sending people Facebook messages. Calling to my show. Calling to myself. But you know what? I was thinking about doing
what?
I was thinking about, I know a whole bunch of comedians that's not funny, so I was thinking about putting them on. But I was going to put them on, right? And they thinking that they're funny, so we was going to press the laugh button, right? And they'd be all stuck. And they'd be like, "Chick, man, I really appreciate you putting me on your show. I did a show with y'all last night. Now, listen, I love comedy. I love and I respect comedians when they hustle. But this guy last night, now I'm not going to say his name out there, because if he becomes famous, I would say I wasn't talking about you. I'm going to say that, but I think, I think somebody told him that he was funny, and they lied to him. So what they did is they lied to him, and then he wasn't really funny. He got up there and he told a story. Now, you know, I want to break everything down to everybody that when you're a comedian, you're supposed to say a joke. But he told a story. This is what he said. I went to this lady's house, and I called her, and I said, "Can I come over?" And she said, "I don't know." He said, "Why can I come over?" I'm like, "Why not?" So she said, "Okay, you can come over." He said, "Okay, I'm coming over." And then he goes, "Well, then I got this, I came over, and I sent the kids." I'm like, hold on. I was like, "Where's the joke at?" I was like, "Hey, so he's just telling me a story how he just went to a girl house." So I would like the story if you would have said, like, "Yo, we was hugging each other, making love, but the story had no end." And then he was like, I love telling jokes. Like, that joke was so horrible that I couldn't even give it to y'all funny.
Where is
that
the joke?
Something. That's what I'm saying. See, that's a joke inside the joke that's not a joke that can't make you laugh because it's not a joke, and it's not a joke because it wasn't funny.
Exactly. Because, I mean, really, well.
I can't even repeat what I just said, but I know it made sense when I said it. It made sense.
That was horrible.
You know what?
He
would have
got the boo button.
You know what I like? I like that we do our business. So everybody that's out there, man, I don't want y'all to think that I don't appreciate y'all, because I do. But it's like a certain level I appreciate you. You know how you got that girl? You know how you got that girl, right? That she lets you kiss on her neck, and she lets you come over, but she don't let you hit it. Like, I appreciate what you do, but not all the way, because it's not no satisfaction. So I appreciate the listeners, but only thing it takes for you to take that finger, that same finger that you touch everything else with, that you touch the dirty girl with, but one.
Oh, man.
I'm not
asking
you.
Would they be touching with that finger?
I'm not asking you to clean your finger. I didn't say lick your finger or put sanitizer on it. I said press one. I don't care what you did with your finger, because it's not my phone you're pressing. Now, if it was my phone, I want to at least, first thing, I don't know if I should smell the finger or tell you to watch it, because I don't want to offend you. So I want to smell the finger, but from a distance, but you can't put it too close.
Oh, my God.
Can't believe it. You know what that reminds me of? We used to tell people like this. Like, you know how people do like this? You know how your breath stinks and you blow your breath at somebody? That's not really how you tell, because that breath could come from the inside. That don't stink. You need to tell somebody to lick your finger and smell it.
Ew.
That's how you know when your breath stinks.
Ew.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Ew. Chicky. That's about, like, tell me about the microphone.
Oh my God. Hey, see, I'm glad you brought this up, right? Y'all all know this is the first time I met T. I'm down here. See, what's the spot down there?
Asbury Park.
Yeah, Asbury Park. I forgot the name of the club because they showed me one name and it was a different name when I got there. So, and I'm wondering the GPS like this. This does not exist. That's what the GPS is saying. This place does not exist. This place does not exist. So we're doing a show. I think Nairobi Nelson, that's his name, right? He's hosting the show. So I guess in the beginning, that guys get up there and get the microphone. So this guy just grabs the microphone, and he decides the microphone is his penis. I don't know who told him this, but I know that he made those other comedians that come after him. But, you know, sometimes somebody does a joke, they use the microphone as a joke. But what happened is, you use the microphone as a joke, and it just stopped. So he kept going with it. He's like, yeah, this is mine. This belongs to me. This is what God blessed me with. This is how it looks outside. So now the answer in my head, I'm not doing that at the same time. If you keep swinging in that direction, that's how it is. That's how I'm thinking. That's how I think. So every time we get on the stage, so I told everybody like, you know, say, I am not touching a good mic. I'm taking the essay. Are you sure? I am not touching the big mic. Y'all knew it, so that means the big mic. I didn't say that y'all had to wipe it off clean. So forever in my mind, it was the big mic. I am not touching. I really think there should have been a penalty for that. Like, who should have, like, there should have been, like, yo, you can't come to this club no more. You just messed up my whole head. Now, every time I grab the microphone, I think, did somebody make this? Did they make this?
Right.
Didn't they? Every time I see a microphone now, it's messed up.
Oh, man.
My head is messed up.
Oh, that was a good night, though.
We had a very good night. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what? We had a lot of technical difficulties there, and you know where that comes from? That comes from just, you know, life. And that's what it is, man. Just like, I always try to take my show and end it off real good. We can make it a long-off ending. So what happened is, things don't always go your way, man. You know what I mean? Sometimes things don't go your way, it don't go as planned. But that doesn't mean that we don't work it. That doesn't mean that we just don't rock it. You understand? So life's on the plan. So when I'm doing my radio show, I didn't know I had to go to work today. But you know what? You make sacrifices. I ain't want to call up my radio show.
Right.
Hold on, y'all. I got somebody right now who just walked in, right? He's looking at me like this. He's a delivery man. He says, chick. Oh, my God. I got somebody that know me. Climbing up, people. She just walked in and said, oh, my God, check the community. I seen you last week.
Hey.
Hey, introduce yourself to the people.
Yo, what up? I'm Rick James, baby, all day.
Uh-oh. Rick James just walked in the door. We got Rick James. We got my man, Wilson, from the garage. Did you hear? Hey, you see how he walked in? I said, we got to work that. Fuck that Rick James. I don't care about no Rick James. I care about these parties. They let the cold check. I'm in there taking all that shit out. Oh, man. Where you going?
Oh, wow.
You deliver?
Yeah, no, I'm just
putting
my
pictures in
my
hand. All right. Come back down, man.
I'm coming back.
Yeah, man, yo, I just had a man from high school come through, man. This is crazy, man. We went to school together and just came in.
Silas,
yeah, man, this is so big right now, man. This is real live, man. I really love doing my show today. Hey, T, you know I love you, T. I love about everything that we get to do, man. And I really want to give a shout out to everybody that stayed in line who ain't had no damn guts to press one, because I tried to get you in, and you some strong men and women that's on the phone line. You some strong men who will not take the women alive's name. Give me that to the men who will not take the women alive's name. Give me that poem. I'm about to get a t-shirt and it's going to say, I wish I would take your last name. That's what it's going to say on it. Wish I would.
Oh, man.
Next thing you know, I don't want the women cave. There ain't going to be no man cave now no more. Y'all going to want the basement. So we're going to have a basement. We're going to be watching Oprah Winfrey in the basement on the weekend. Hey, please.
Yeah.
I thank y'all, man. I thank y'all. We had a lot of technical difficulties tonight, and that's what we said, man. A lot of things don't happen how it's supposed to happen, man. But we still show and perform, yo. That's what I love about my GQ Power family, man. No matter what we're going through, just like Rachel, she wasn't supposed to be in. She called and she still found love. Just like
exactly.
She could be anywhere right now. She could be laying up underneath a man right now, hugging him, kissing all on his neck, taking his last name. 78. You heard my man?
What do you
hear?
Can
you hear him? Can you hear him?
No, what
did
he say?
See, I said, he'd be kissing on his neck, rubbing on it. He said, and he could be kissing her dick too. You never know.
Oh.
He said, love is the best.
Oh.
He said, I didn't put nothing in my mouth if he didn't have a last name. So she ain't never put nothing in her mouth. That means she ain't never put nothing in her mouth.
Oh, you're about right. Oh.
Hey, listen, man, I love everybody here. Chief, thanks for calling in. Right now, yo, I got 2 hours left in my shift, man. I'm kind of tired. I'm kind of hungry. But, yo, this is all our Comedy Wednesdays, man. Like I said, the lines are sweaty. We had a lot of technical difficulties. Maybe the reason why we couldn't really get a lot of calls in. I'm making no excuses for nobody. But, yo, like I said, this is my show. I'm going to do it my way, and I'm telling my jokes. I tell jokes for a living. I got my own little thing I'm doing, man. Everybody got their Easter egg on, man. I'm not Kevin Hart. I'm not Eddie Murphy. But I am Chick the Comedian. DQ Powers Radio, Fall Out Comedy Wednesday. Next week, call in at 646-238-38, or you can call in at blogtalkradio.com/DQPowers. You can listen to it there. We also got some other websites to get off. I don't know them by heart, so I don't want to rattle them off. I'll rattle them off. Because I rattle them off real good. Look how I do this. DQ Powers Radio, you call them at 646-238-38, or you can do it at blogtalkradio.com/DQPowers. Everything else, I can't do it fast. So we got all the other stuff got like numbers and stuff to it, like www.dqpalace, Rick Key is in the house, Archibald, / T, Rachel, Shelly, Lavina, Rockin, Kingston, Kingston, / S.U. Woods, / Kittin O'Neill, back Championship. But yo, like. We here next week, y'all. Y'all know what it is. Next week, hoping that we have a bigger, better show than we always do. I'm always trying to make myself better. I'm always measuring as the last time you heard my voice. So till next time, baby, I love all y'all. Right now, Chicky Chick is out the building, man. Love you, T, man. You know what it is. Let's get up out of here, baby.
All right.
Thanks for everything.
Good night.